Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
American entrepreneur. In fact, he's been reported in Forbes and other publications as fastest growing franchise owner ever of Curves Fitness Centers. He sold it years ago. And he's a billionaire, he's a pilot, he's a patriot, and he's got a lot of amazing connections in the state and federal government. Told me a lot of amazing things, I don't know, 2.5, 3 months ago when I was up there shooting a movie with him and Mike Norris. And then a lot of what he talked about then later came out on the news. And he's friends with Governor Greg Abbott. As I told you, I talked to Greg Abbott's chief of staff yesterday. I never really even gotten to what we talked about completely because he didn't say it was off record, but I don't want to give the governor even more trouble. The point is, we know the governor's a patriot and is aware of what's happening with Jade Helm. But Gary Haven will be joining us for an hour and a half in studio with Mike Norris. And let me tell you, I mean, I knew who Mike Norris was because he's made some really big Christian movies that were blockbusters. He's produced hundreds of major TV shows, dozens of shows, but hundreds of episodes. And, of course, he's Chuck Norris's son. And Chuck Norris has been on the show, I don't know, 6-7 times over the years and is a listener. We're proud of that fact. In fact, I'm told Chuck listens pretty much every day when he's out driving. But they were laying a lot of really incredible stuff on me about how awake the state of Texas government is. And we're now seeing a lot of that unfold. And they didn't say it was off record, but I just, when I'm told stuff by people that's so amazing, I tend to just not run out and blurt it. But we'll see how much they talk about here on air today. Mainly Gary Haven. We're going to get some Chuck Norris stories that he was telling me and saying I could tell, you know, his firstborn son. And I went and Googled him, and most of them aren't even known. It's just really amazing all the things he was talking about. I mean, it's known that Chuck Norris was really good friends with Steve McQueen and that he learned martial arts from Chuck Norris, that they rode motorcycles together and stuff. I mean, Steve McQueen was a man's man, you know, doing off-road motorcycle racing when he was 40-something years old up against 20-year-olds and winning. But they were telling me, he was telling me all these Steve McQueen stories. I'm a big Steve McQueen fan. And just a celebration of Americana masculinity and patriots. Because I don't get into Hollywood stuff, I could care less. These guys don't live in Hollywood. They live in Texas. And they've gone against the grain of Hollywood. And, you know, when Chuck Norris is a fan, you got something going for you. But it's exciting. We're going to have them in studio today. I'm told now getting into North Austin right now. They just called us about 10 minutes ago. So that's coming up in the second, into the third hour. But I won't make them do 2 hours. That's too grueling unless they want to. We'll do about an hour and a half with Mike Norris and Gary Haven. That said, man, I've got to cover these headlines, which I almost always fail to cover them all. The news, just in two of my 8 or 9 stacks today, the stacks are thicker today, there's only 8 or 9 stacks, are just over the top. The good, the bad, the ugly. Great things, bad things, bizarre things, incredible things, very revealing things happening and going on. But I just want to say this. And I said this 10 years ago, and I said it again last year, and I'm saying it now. Liberty is hotter than a pistol. Liberty is hotter than a branding iron. Liberty is hotter than a fiery furnace in the power structure. I'm talking about famous defense company owners that I've talked to, that I've run into. It's like they'll come over and talk to me, you know, when I'm in some law office, and I go look them up, and it's like some person worth $5 billion, $4 billion, and they're just saying, it's all true, blah, 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 I'm running to the Cook Islands, or you go to Hollywood, or you go to New York. I mean, the elite are the ones that are awake, because most of them aren't even part of the takeover. They're just aware of an even more elite group. We're talking a few dozen families that are running the whole show, and they're scared as well. So
A Michigan senator joins a long list of anti-gun Democrats charged for gun-related crimes. Virgil K. Smith is currently being questioned by Detroit police after allegedly firing multiple rounds into his girlfriend's vehicle during a domestic dispute on Sunday. Police Chief James Craig stated Monday that Smith, who allegedly fired 10 rounds at the woman's 2015 Mercedes-Benz, has been charged with aggravated assault with a gun and malicious destruction of property. Smith has not only received a 0% rating on gun rights from the Michigan Coalition for Responsible Gun Ownership, but also a D grade from the NRA as well. But he's not the only anti-gunner to pack a Roscoe. In one of the most famous of such cases, California State Senator Leland Yee was indicted last year on corruption and conspiracy to traffic in firearms after a career of denying citizens their Second Amendment rights. You can find more reports on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com. And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Jade Helm today, coming up in the second hour with billionaire CEO, sold off his company Curves when it was peaking a few years ago, fastest growing chain in world history. Gary Haven will break down the economy. He will break down what's happening in Washington. He'll break down what's happening in Texas politics because he's friends with Governor Greg Abbott and others, and told me, I don't know, 2.5-3 months ago when I was in North Texas shooting a film with him and Chuck Norris's son, Mike Norris, who's just an amazing individual. They were just telling me all this incredible stuff that obviously they'd been made privy to. People like Chuck Norris have been made privy to. And a lot of it then became started coming out in the news. We have since then seen Chuck Norris come out and say he's concerned about Jade Helm, not because he doesn't trust the military, but because he doesn't trust Obama, who admittedly is training the military to confiscate guns and go after veterans of the Tea Party. But then The Guardian spins it deceptively. Texas Ranger Chuck Norris warns of government plot to take over state. No, he didn't. If you actually go read his quotes,
He talked about how, why aren't they on the border? He talked about what Louis Gohmert's talked about, the fact that the military has been ordered to train to take on gun owners and veterans. And that's what Congressman Louis Gohmert of Texas, who's an Army officer veteran himself, he said, I've never seen training exercises with these type of maps listing states hostile. I have never. And he talked about the training manuals to take on gun owners, veterans, conservatives, libertarians. I mean, doesn't everyone understand that's been in hundreds of newspapers? The media just keeps acting like we're crazy. But there's a real fight over who controls the military and their mission, and we're saying no unconstitutional missions. The military is the main group saying no unconstitutional missions. How do you think we at Infowars.com break probably 60-70% of the documents, restricted, you name it, that come out of different military bases, where they're saying the founding fathers are bad and gun owners are bad and Christians are bad and racist, and Daily Caller now had one of those 2 weeks ago as well, and the Defense Department defended it. So our military, Jay Johnson, the head of Homeland Security, is in the news today saying they're not going to criticize ISIS or radical Islam. In fact, they won't call it radical Islam, continuing what the White House said. But they will put out manuals basically calling veterans terrorists and George Washington a bad man. I mean, I have those articles today. We're going to be going over them. So won't say ISIS is bad, but conservatives, veterans, gun owners, libertarians, Christians, pro-lifers, I mean, they're auditing libertarian think tanks. They're harassing them. And it's all over the news that all Hades is basically breaking loose. Now, there is so much to get to today. Let me just do this. Separately, Mike Norris was laying on me at dinner. It was actually lunch. The most amazing Chuck Norris stories that no one's ever heard. This is his son, who he works with in filmmaking and TV, and produces his own hit films and TV shows. Lives in Dallas, outside Dallas, my hometown. I mean, amazing stuff. And we're not about gossip or, entertainment news, but we are about celebrating patriots, people that are under attack. And definitely Chuck Norris is the real deal. Not just a character tough guy and a lot of really, enjoyable 70s and 80s and 90s movies and TV shows into the 2000s. But the fact that he was the world champion in Taekwondo and so many other issues. One time I was talking to Joe Rogan, who was the national champion in his weight for Taekwondo. But Chuck Norris was the global champion. And he, of course, the host of the UFC. And I said, would Chuck Norris do good in UFC today? If he was 25, he said, absolutely, he'd probably win. And he goes, because the same stuff he had then is how he would end up winning today. And so that's what Joe Rogan, the top commentator on jiu-jitsu, martial arts, commentary, that's what he had to say about Chuck Norris. So, there's a lot of jokes out there, the whole Chuck Norris meme, and Chuck Norris, is a listener of the broadcast. He's been on many times. He's received a lot of criticism for coming on the broadcast because they have to act like what I'm saying here is so dirty and so bad. They had the Fox's Five attack saying we're crazy. They were even willing to go after Ted Cruz, saying, why is he listening to Alex Jones? Why is the governor listening? Why is Chuck Norris listening? They're not listening to me. I mean, they are listening. But anyone can go to Forbes or AP or the Army War College and read where the new main enemy is the Patriots. We're forcing a national debate about that. Just like we did about NSA warrantless spying 20 years ago. I mean, we had the former director of the technical division. That's like number three position, number four position, the equivalent of a two-star general. William Binney in studio here. Do you understand that? We had James Bamford, the former main producer of Nightline, on the broadcast 18 years ago and 15 years ago, laying out everything that Snowden came out with. He just gave the latest names and the latest programs, but it's all basically the same thing. We don't make stuff up. When we're speculating about the nature of the universe or matter, we will say we're speculating. But 95% of the time, we're not speculating. And that's what upsets the dinosaur media so much, is we're covering legitimate news and information here that people can go look up for themselves. That's why Ted Cruz said he was concerned because we can't trust the federal government. Not that Jade Helm's an imminent takeover, but that the de-evolution of the military into a domestic tyranny is a fact. And they think you're too stupid to go research that and find out. Let me give you the other headlines before I drill into all this, because there is just so much here. TPP trade deal, Congress giving away its authority. TPP means Congress surrendering its global authority to busybodies. Republicans move to rescue Obama trade that takes over the internet, free speech, you name it. Here's another headline. Rand Paul plans to filibuster Patriot Act. Super news. Whistleblowers soar to record levels under Obama, but they're still being persecuted at record numbers. But it's not intimidating them. So see, good people in the government. Almost half of U.S. states are officially broke. We're going to break that down. Zero Hedge has all the graphs on Infowars.com. Election Commission Dems want to regulate conservative internet super PACs, and they've made the announcements. Just as other commissioners have warned the public, they're coming for Drudge. Super exciting news, positive news. Mexico, it's also sad news, cancels infant vaccines nationwide after two die. 29 others suffering debilitating adverse reactions, including their brain swelling up, stop breathing, an autoimmune response. Mexican doctors say they're having a autoimmune response to the administration of the tuberculosis and hepatitis B vaccines. These are the ones they give newborn preemies, and when they're ordered to do it at the hospitals, we had a whistleblower on in a big ward in like Chicago, in one area, they'll give them all the shots because it'll be an order from the bioethics board. And they'll say, all right, we got about 65 preemies in there. We've been ordered. Get the emergency beds ready. Get the innovation ready. We're going to save their lives. They go and give them the shots, and upwards of 10% stop breathing and flatline. They defibrillate. They snake tubes down their lungs. I mean, and we've had the whistleblowers on. So they follow orders and then save their lives. The babies die and have to be resuscitated. The babies flatline. Who says human sacrifice doesn't go on anymore? Oh, I guess they're not babies. They're preemies. So it's just like other babies that get aborted, right? So we're going to be breaking that down. Washington State passes law requiring warrants for stingray use. It was Infowars.com a year ago with Mikhail Phelan when he still lived in Washington State. He was such a good reporter, we moved him here. Got the insides of the city documents that were secret, that they were illegally spying on everyone and admitting it was illegal. And then that blew the whole nationwide program sky bloody high. You think we're an enemy of the globalists? Pray for us, folks. We're going in hard. We are engaging. State to retain custody of free-range children, Infowars.com. There's a local newscast we have posted. Authorities, not servants, to continue investigation of off-the-grid family who were homeschooling. Unrest, urban unrest, expert, U.S. on the cusp of cycle of riots. More domestic disorder coming in the aftermath of Ferguson and Baltimore. Urban unrest expert Dr. Max Herman says the United States is on the cusp of a wave of domestic disorder that the country will have not seen. And the country will see race riots. Professor of sociology at New Jersey University told New Republic's Joel Gilliff on the economic downturn. Yeah, it's economic downturn. It's the White House hyping the war on police. And whether you're for the police or against them, they're hyping a federal war on police in their own words to federalize them in the words of Al Sharpton. And now, black Democrat sheriff, Obama fueling racial division for federal takeover of police. Obama started this year his war on police intentionally, right in line with his community agitating, he tweeted. And that, of course, is the sheriff we've had on repeatedly, David A. Clark of Milwaukee.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
30dayfoodsupply.com has a special offer just for GCN listeners. Mention GCN when you order, and we'll send you a free bag of Oregon Trail Foods' new vegan burger, a $9 value, with your order of our 30-day food supply, still only $99. In addition, with every six-month supply purchased, mention GCN and receive a free Life Straw water filter. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. This is a limited time offer, so order today. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All the times have come here, but now they're gone.
Well, we've got Gary Haven and Mike Norris in the control room right now, standing by the evil flag of George Washington. So we'll punch that up on screen for everybody. There they are. Can you imagine how evil it is? George Washington on a black flag doesn't mean he's a pirate. A black flag originally meant no surrender. And so no surrender there. Now, if it's a black flag with a skull, it means no surrender, no quarter. We're going to kill you. But there's no skull on this. There's just George Washington. And I know how much both of you men, both patriots, love George Washington. So they've been gracious enough to come down from North Texas to be here in the capital of socialism in Texas, Austin. And so Mike Norris and Gary Haven coming up in the second hour today with a lot of Jade Helm analysis, their take on how great the governor is. I know they both know him. And of course, Gary really knows him well. And they told me a lot of really interesting stuff a few months ago, 2.5-3 months ago, when I was up there shooting a movie with them. I was honored to be part of that. So that is all coming up today. And he doesn't get sick of talking about it. I wouldn't either if my dad was Chuck Norris. I love telling stories about my dad regardless. You want to hear amazing Chuck Norris stories that no one has ever heard. I mean, because I Googled some of these after he told me these stories. They're not out there, a bunch of them. So this is the stuff that legends are made of. And, of course, the biggest legend around is got to be Chuck Norris globally. Chuck Norris. So we're going to talk about that, some of the films that Mike has made and this new film that's coming out. And then when the film actually comes out, I guess in the winter or maybe next year, I'm not sure of the times yet, we're going to certainly be promoting it here because, strangely enough, it's a film centering around the invasion of Texas, basically, by a force. I mean, I hope I'm not giving away too much right now. Hope I'm not... Gary, can I get a thumbs up or a thumbs down? Should I shut up? Oh, thumbs up. Okay. Yeah, he's doing a thumbs up in there, folks. I'm allowed to say it. He'll talk about the upcoming film some when he comes in. So I'm very excited. Again, I don't usually get giddy about Hollywood stuff, but you notice these folks aren't from Hollywood. They're from Texas. And you got an entrepreneur who started the fastest growing franchise globally ever, Curves, billions. And then, of course, the entrepreneur sold it, and all these other businesses. And then you've got Mike Norris, who, on top of it, learned how to ride a motorcycle from Steve McQueen. So it just goes on and on and on. So true lore that would only normally be released in some type of four-level revelry, you will be learning all of that coming up here today. Anyways, they're really fun guys to hang out with. And I tell you, Gary, I put him over there, gave me an entire bag of some of the best cigars I've ever had. So he's also a bad influence, ladies and gentlemen. So all right, I'm going to stop right there. This is a short segment. So much good news. So many things to talk about. We're going to have Anthony Gucciardi in here for about 10 minutes at the start of the new segment with some very important health news. Monsanto has been downgraded to a risky bad investment by a major rating agency as it comes out in major human studies in Europe that it is linked directly to cancer. Gee, it is in rats and other rodents like guinea pigs. Who would have thought weed killer might be bad for you? My gosh, what are these conspiracy theorists going to talk about next? And then if you expand on that, the feds just came out and said lower from 1.5 parts per million fluoride to 6 or 7 parts per million because it is causing bone cancer and other problems. And they said ban it in pesticides because it bioaccumulates. And so if you think 1 part per million is bad, they've got 300 parts per million in the leading powdered egg brand of fluoride. I mean, you want an IQ reducer, you want to get a chemical lobotomy, baby, this is the way to do it. And the only reason I throw that out is good things are happening. We're proving fluoride's deadly poison, that weed killer is deadly poison. Gee, that's, again, hard to prove, isn't it? It's just prima facie. Wow, honeybees eat it and die. Wow, might be bad for us. Gee, if that kills bugs, do I want to eat it? By the way, Chuck Norris, writing for WorldNet Daily, Transcending Left-Right Paradigm, has come out and criticized GMO. You see, it's happening. The people are coming together. It isn't about being liberal or conservative. It's about being pro-life, not wanting to kill babies. And now, as I mentioned earlier, Mexico has banned a major vaccine in the country because it's killing people and maiming them. We're going to be covering that. And it's sad people are being killed, but it's good news that at least there and in India and in Japan and in Italy, when the kids, wow, we gave 1,000 kids the shot and a bunch of them got sick and some died, we might not want to give this again. And they had their medical doctors go in and look at what happened to them. And lo and behold, it caused brain inflammation. Just exactly what all the medical doctors have been saying here. So we're on the march. The empire is on the run. I'm Alex Jones coming to you live from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
GM Watch reports, the National University of Cordoba in Argentina has dropped the administrative sanctions it had planned against Dr. Medaro Vasquez, who conducted cancer research in the town of Monte Mays. The university recently signed an undisclosed deal with Monsanto, and the sanctions were requested by the dean of the Faculty of Agriculture. Dr. Vasquez and his team conducted a survey that found that the incidence of cancer in Monte Mays was three times the provincial and national average, correlating with the exposure to pesticides in the area. The main crops grown there are GM soy and maize. In September 2012, the Journal of Food and Chemical Toxicity published a study showing rats with insanely large cancerous tumors that were fed Monsanto's NK603 Roundup-resistant genetically modified corn. It looks as if the scientists not under Monsanto's thumb are now finding similar results in humans. It's stories like these that help us shine a light on the despicable practices of Monsanto. For more news that could affect your health, go to InfoWars.com or become a subscriber to the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. Rob Dew reporting for PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy to use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Got cigars going. So now we're having a serious conspiracy here. I'm turning into Rush Limbaugh, literally. You know, I've been combing my hair back more and more as it falls out. And I had some news article up, and there was a picture of Rush Limbaugh. It was some story where, last week, where Limbaugh was rightfully saying, you know something? If you are going to ban free speech because ISIS might attack conservatives for their speech, then you need to ban all the liberals promoting gay, 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 gay. That makes ISIS mad, too. And so I had up RushLimbaugh.com, was reading that article, and my son goes, you look like Rush Limbaugh. I guess with my hair come back. And I'm up against him in the same time slot, not by design. That's where I was put 18 years ago by the network. But I am now officially degenerating into it. Because now I'm smoking cigars on the radio. They were back there in my office firing up. And so I thought, you know what? We're talking health news. Why not fire up a stogie? Because that's what it's all about here at InfoWars.com. Seriously. I just wanted to violate the city of Austin ordinance against indoor smoking. Anthony, do you wish to lodge a complaint against me for this?
You know, I think you're a bad person, and I think it's bad for you to highlight the fact that we can actually have fun and smoke cigars while still being healthy and still fighting for things like Monsanto losing their credit score now to negative, losing money every single month.
We're celebrating that.
Yeah, exactly.
We're celebrating Chuck Norris.
We are. We're celebrating the American spirit right now.
Anyways, excuse me. Please continue.
Well, I think it's amazing to think about all the victories we've had. And you were talking about Monsanto being downgraded by one of the Moody's, one of the largest investor credit agencies. And it goes beyond that because of all the junk we're getting out of the food supply. And I think it's worthy of a cigar. I think it's a victory cigar, especially when you're on air. And I think what it is, it's a talk radio syndrome is what you're experiencing. Slowly, instead of looking like Rush Limbaugh, you're just
I've only been doing this 20 years, though.
Only
I'm starting
20 years.
To experience Rush Limbaugh syndrome?
Maybe it's just starting to hit you now. It's starting to catch up to you.
You know, I thought I'd need to take golf back up. I haven't played since I was in high school. But only because I'm going to go insane if I don't do something fun.
No, yeah.
So I've been going skeet shooting. What's that called? Clay shooting, where it's like a golf course, and they move them around each week, and I think it's like hill country skeet. Man, that place is awesome, bro. We got to go up there.
Should. Well, I think, you know, when you tell people laugh. I've heard people laugh, and you say, you know, I work 16, 18 hours a day, and they're like, oh, yeah, right. It's actually true. I've seen you do it.
Well, I used to. I got to be honest. The news has gotten so heavy. Stuff is so hardcore that if I don't have some brevity and have a good time, I'm going to go nuts. I mean, I've already gone insane. But
it's hard to exit out of it because of how much it's infiltrated our daily lives. I mean, you can't even sit down and turn on Netflix or something without being hit by all of it. Look at that. It's a picture of you right there.
It's kind of uncanny. It's ridiculous. Oh, boy. That's not really a good thing, except he's lost so much weight. He looks pretty good.
He has lost a lot of weight. He looks younger. He looks 20 years younger than he used to.
Yeah. All right, Anthony, I want to get serious because there's so much hardcore news. Let's go back to this Monsanto news and tie it into TPP. We know that this basically bans people even labeling globally. That's coming out. It restricts free speech. The Republican leadership's helping Obama get it through against the Tea Party and against liberals, who, again, should be working together against this and are. That's the headline on DrudgeReport.com. Republicans move to rescue Obama trade. By the way, I'm not a huge cigar guy because they're usually not that good. This is one of the most exclusive cigars you can get. So exclusive, it's private labeled. And I can't even say where it came from.
I think we can take a guess.
You think you can?
I think so. But ultimately, I mean, look at the TPP. The Republicans are standing for this, and some of the Democrats too. It's an ultimate attack on all of us just because Vermont is passing mandatory GMO labeling. They're freaking out because they know that they're backed by the biotech giants. Monsanto's losing money and failing and trying to swallow up Syngenta, which is another biotech company. Because of that, Moody's and other investors know that they're failing and they're downgrading them. So they're losing over and over again. TPP is their attack on us because they can't sustain themselves. It's ultimately them saying, okay, we lose. Now we're going to pass legislation that just bans GMO labeling completely. You'll never actually get what you want because we can't do it legally. We can't do it rightfully. So it's really another victory. I mean,
what do you make of Mexico? And I'm going to read this article now. That's why I wanted to get you in here today because you've been writing some of these articles at Infowars.com. This one is Adan Salazar wrote this story, but he links through to the main Mexican state-run media systems. Health officials in Mexico moved to suspend infant vaccines over the weekend following reports that routine inoculations killed two babies and left 29 others suffering terrible adverse effects. On Friday, infants in the destitute village of Simojavel, Chiapas, began experiencing serious side effects resulting from administration of tuberculosis and hepatitis B vaccines. Symptoms reportedly included fever, drowsiness, seizures, and intense headaches. Gee, exactly what happens here. Six of the 29 infants sickened are said to be in critical condition. That's one village. See, imagine it's all over the country. It's always much worse. CNN Mexico reports that the parents of two children who died were so upset they did not grant the state permission to conduct autopsies. The two families buried their children Sunday in coffins provided by the state authorities. Mexican officials Health authorities have now announced the findings of their investigation, but say they've been able to identify the suspected batch of vaccine and are looking into whether contaminated needles may have played a role. No. You get stung by a bee, maybe one out of a couple hundred people. If you don't have an EpiPen, you die. And the same thing happens. Your brain swells, your throat swells. Different vaccines are different stuff. They gave smallpox shots at the start of the Iraq war to the troops and to the media. And out of a press corps of several hundred that were embedded, was it four or five died? Some of them only 30-something years old. Remember that? From heart attacks. Because it caused an autoimmune response in the ventricles. I'm no doctor. I'm going off what they said in the news. The experimental anthrax shots in 2001, and then again in 2004 they tried it. It was the military's own doctors actually, they called it mutiny. They were court-martialing them for refusing to give it. They finally won because Congress went, wait a minute, this is an experimental vaccine. You can't even make troops take that. You can make troops take an approved vaccine. You cannot make them under federal law. They have rights. Take that. So they reinstated all these doctors. It first started the mutiny in Denver. At the Air Force Base there, they were like, people are dying. You can pull that up in the Denver Post from the time. So all we're doing is exposing what's admitted. And as a response, we're demonized. Just like we have hundreds of mainstream news articles where they're going, isn't it good? The military's preparing and being trained to take on the patriots and the veterans. And then where do we learn about it? From the military who's upset. They spin it and go, Alex doesn't like our military. He claims they're training for a takeover next week. No, I didn't. I said they're training for an incremental takeover. And so they're all over the news globally. Financial Times of London, London Guardian, Der Spiegel, New York Times. Why does Chuck Norris, the icon, we thought he loved the military. Now he says that the military is, you know, planning a Texas takeover this summer. No, he didn't say that. He wrote an editorial and said this is part of a process. And he supports the military but doesn't trust the executive branch. As President Eisenhower said, only thing wrong, and maybe I missed it, with Chuck Norris's article is he didn't have, he's got a couple presidents quoted in there, Thomas Jefferson and people, but we need to get that quote. In the councils of government, we must guard against the undue influence of the military-industrial complex, whether sought or unsought. In fact, let's pull that quote up. We can actually pull the video up. Am I bad for quoting him? The Views attacked us. The Fives attacked us. CBS News, ABC News, This Week, all of them. All of them. All of them that I know of are attacking, misrepresenting. They put me on TV with a tinfoil hat on my head and say, Jones says there's an imminent takeover and that the military is going to put us in Walmarts. I never said that. Other people wondered why Walmarts are being shut down. We said it's a labor dispute. That later came out. We debunked the Walmart story. But does it matter to them, Anthony?
No, a four-year-old could listen to your show and understand that's not what you're saying. It's cherry picking. That's why all those attack websites, all they do is take little quotes. And it's so easy because you can read it and you can go read the comments. And most people understand all they're doing is cherry picking your quotes and attacking you and using still photos of you from a 5-hour show, picking the worst still photo from the 5 hours when you make a funny face. It's a joke. And it reminds me, going back to the vaccine issue, most other countries aren't run by an establishment system that's either medical or military or bureaucratic or whatever to the point where they can't even say or do anything. That's why Mexico is actually taking action against it, because you're allowed to actually question things like why are there additives in the vaccinations like hormones.
And, oh, I'll say that. I was down in Mexico sport fishing in Isla Mujeres, and I think my family's like, we ran into more fans there than we do in the U.S. I mean, the Mexicans were awake, man. Mexicans that didn't even really speak English. Alex Jones, we love you. We watch. And then I'd be like, hotel managers were listeners. And then we'd go rent a boat and they'd be listeners. And it was just like crazy how awake the Mexicans are.
And in Germany, too. You go over there and you have cancer. They don't say, okay, we're going to radiate you and give you chemo. They're going to say, hey, well, let's look into some ozone therapy. Let's look into some turmeric. Let's look into some iodine. They're going to say things like that. They're not going to immediately start radiating you and insult you if you question it.
I want to get to some major health news and some major InfoWars news. But first, we do have the Eisenhower quote. And can you guys pull up the video of that, too, when you get a chance? I want to just start playing it obnoxiously. Because I was going to quote this on this week. Oh, by the way, there it is. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. And he went on to say, the military-industrial complex run by a technocratic and cultural elite, the eugenicist, the transhumanist. They were in control then. He was getting briefed on the plan. And you watch that whole speech, 21 minutes, he's nervous. And I'm not going to go any further, but some of his family, some of his daughters and granddaughters that married the LBJs, they live in town. And they know about this stuff. And I'm not saying they're a perfect family. They're involved in a lot of, you know, hell, they own like two or three big high-rise buildings downtown. You know, the point is that they know what's going on. I mean, anyone who's been inside the system knows this is the agenda. Now, shifting gears, I didn't plug anything yesterday in 3 hours because I got so upset about the news. I skipped, I think, three network breaks that cost us thousands of dollars each time I do that. And I start running low on fuel because this operation is like a bomber. We've got the weapons, the truth. We've got the initiative. We know who the globalists are. But we need the funding. That's the fuel. And I call this mid-air refueling. We have how many products now on InfoWarsLife.com? Because I've got a very exciting announcement. How many products, Anthony?
I don't know the count. Numerous.
I mean, it's got to be like, I think it's like
15.
I think it's 15, 14 or 15 new proprietary products. Some of them are just from the biggest labs that are the most trusted in the country that we private label, but we soup them up. We say, well, could you add this or could you increase the dosage of that? And they're like, absolutely. We're glad people want to buy this stuff from us and make it even better. But we go to the best. In fact, we have a lot of the studies and stuff on the site. We're going to add more on what was added today where they keep coming back going, there's nothing. This is beyond California standards. How is this happening? From some of the biggest. Tell folks our labs we use. Not the labs that manufacture it, but the labs that test it.
Right. We'll use NSF certified, which is above and beyond GMP. We also use GMP certified labs. But what happens over and over again is we get these tested for the metals, make sure they're super clean. And every single time, even I can't believe, it's just 0000.
Yeah, but we've already tested it. I mean, these companies have already done it. They're the highest rated. Yeah. We do it again.
Oh, absolutely.
But I know we have some of them. I want to go in and actually put those on. Remember we talked about this a few weeks ago? I want to go add those today. Can we do that?
Yeah, and we published the iodine once about a year ago, and people were super shocked.
But I want to add the new ones.
Yeah, absolutely.
What was it, the vitamin D3 and the vitamin 12?
We have tests on everything. We do independent lab tests after the NSF-certified labs test it, which we don't even have to do that, but we do anyway, just to double, triple, quadruple check.
Because we know we're targets.
Yep, exactly. In case they come after us and say, hey, you don't have the test, we have five tests. We don't just have one, we have five.
Yeah, we have from the biggest labs in the country making it, but also testing it separately. So we're launching a new product. I am 41 now, about to be 42, and everybody knows you hit 40. It's mainline recommended that you take saw palm metal things like that. This has got 10 ingredients, but you can look into what selenium does, what copper does. These are the pure types. Because they've got a lot of dirty ones out there. Vitamin D3, zinc, the key plant sterols, and other ingredients. Oil of oregano is one of the products, but now we have Prostagard that has come out. And you hear people say, oh, we've got this, it's free, just pay $10 shipping and handling. Folks, that's just saw palm metal, and it's not that strong. And I'm not knocking other people putting this out. This is a Rolls Royce private labeled, it's as high with other sellers. This is our proprietary blend of $29.95. This is $19.95. We have a limited first run of this. Prostagard, I've been taking a leading competitor for the last 2 years because talked to my doctor about it. It really does not just help you, as everybody knows, it improves everything.
And that one was $40.
That one was $40.
This one is $19.95. And this is our own blend. Cannot get this anywhere else. This is exclusively formulated by the NSF lab for us. This is our own InfoWars Life formula. It is ultra, ultra reduced price, and it has saw palmetto, lycopene, and by the way, saw palmetto is great. I'm going to read to you something from the Mayo Clinic about saw palmetto, which I was surprised to read today. But lycopene is considered the new saw palmetto. And when I talked to the scientists at the lab, I guess it was about a year ago, they said, yeah, saw palmetto is awesome and you should be taking that. And most formulas are just a high dose of that and they charge you $40, but you really need to look into lycopene. And I did, and I talked to a few doctors about it. This is the new saw palmetto. And then we have vitamin D3 thrown in there, selenium, copper, zinc, total of 10 different ingredients. Now,
they all work together in synergy.
They all work together in synergy. They're handpicked. They're formulated in such a way that they're not going to compete with each other. And what's interesting to me is that traditionally, all the way back to the American Indians, they were using a number of these ingredients, saying that for some reason, they just knew that when they took it, the reproductive health was better. They just knew that, oh, you need to take these berries. And that's what we took the saw palmetto from. We took it from berries. It's a berry form of saw palmetto, which is arguably one of the best kinds. So the American Indians were using this for countless years. The Mayans were using this. They called it their health tonic. They called it their reproductive tonic.
Bottom line, everybody knows about saw palmetto. We just add all these other ingredients to supercharge. It's organic, it's concentrated, and it supports a hardcore operation fighting for basic human liberties across the board. We need your support. InfoWarsLife.com. Shop with the good guys so we can continue this operation, expand it in the face of the tyrants. Again, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsLife.com. Or you can call 888-253-3139. It's Prostaguard from InfoWarsLife.com at an extremely discounted introductory offer out of the gates. I want to thank you all for your support. You have helped build this operation. We couldn't do it without you. InfoWarsLife.com, Prostaguard.
Last year, in the Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. Numana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, Numana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, Numana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy Numana today at PowerPrepper.com. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com, OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
The council.
councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all the guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Is global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bankers in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And so now America and the rest of the world is waking up to the spy state, major corporations working with governments to take over markets and surveil the public for tyrannical purposes, the war on the press. And so they have every major news show in the country that we've looked at. The Five, yesterday and others on Fox, just making fun of me, saying I'm totally making up any police state and there's no plan to take over this summer. Well, we never said that. But they take out of context where we're wargaming the whole thing, talking about it. And I'm like, this looks like an invasion plan, calling us hostile. Oh, my gosh, he says they're invading. What do you think all this is? It's a soft invasion to condition the military to accept it. I'm going to play next hour when Gary Haven and Mike Norris are in studio with us, part of that Five piece. I never even got to the ABC reports, NBC reports. I can't even watch them all. Is this the same script, the same deception over and over again? Briefly, before I get into this other news on the NSA front, because I interrupted Anthony and never let him got to this, from Mayo Clinic, Saw Palmetto. This is a Mayo Clinic. And it goes into it. It's popularly in Europe to treat symptoms of enlarged prostate. Although it's not considered a standard of care in the United States, it's most popular herbal treatment in this condition. More than 2 million American men use palmetto for enlarged prostate and is commonly recommended as an alternative treatment by the Food and Drug Administration. You hear that? It's by the government recommended. Many studies, makes me actually question it now, I'm joking. Many studies report that saw palmetto may be as effective as the hormonal agent fistatride or Procar and may cause fewer side effects. It just goes on for page after page. Well, we take all this other stuff that's known to help and fuse it together with Prostagard at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. This is the Rolls-Royce of prostate saw palmetto-based products. We're very proud of it, and the price is incredibly low. Thank you for your support. When we come back, intelligence leaders cite Texas attack before deadline on NSA surveillance and our guest.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert.
Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
You let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Child Protective Services. The name says it all. CPS claims that they are out to protect children from abusive and neglectful parents, but is that just a ruse in order to take healthy children away from good families? To place them in the foster care system where they receive bounties from the federal government? That's right. The average reimbursement to state and local government for each child taken into foster care is about $6,000 a month. The foster care provider receives about $600 a month of that. Therefore, each one of these kids forced into foster care are worth approximately $5,000 to CPS.
Two foster parents had criminal records, a son living there with multiple felonies, and a convicted sex offender visiting and sometimes caring for the children. She refused to arrange an adoption. Her CPS supervisors responded with this memo recommending the adoption should proceed quickly.
Our theory is that the basis for this is the tie to the federal money, that every time a child is not placed in a home, the state of Kentucky, through its cabinet, is losing federal money.
Child Protective Services in Pennsylvania was at her doorstep taking her one-day-old baby because they thought Liz was abusing drugs. But what the hospital didn't consider more closely was poppy seeds.
Grab your baby and don't resist and don't fight me, okay?
We reached out to CPS. They say they can't specifically comment on this case because of privacy law. But we wanted to know what the rules are and what rights parents have. CPS says we conduct a risk assessment of the child's safety and rely heavily on the direction of healthcare providers. And now Anna and Alex find themselves fighting for Sammy's return and for their rights as parents.
Where there's children, there are pedophiles. They're in schools and they're in churches and they're everywhere where they can get their hands on children. So we know that that's true. And it's got to be brought to an end. It's got to be completely exposed for what it is. And in my opinion, it needs to completely be dissolved. I don't see any good left in Child Protective Services.
Senator Nancy Schaefer and her husband Bruce were found dead today at their Habersham County home.
The bodies of former State Senator Nancy Schaefer and her husband Bruce were found today at their Habersham County home. Investigators say both had been shot.
Preliminarily, it looks to be a murder-suicide. The GBI has six agents on the scene, two crime scene specialists. There will be a third
CPS adversary Senator Nancy Schaefer and her husband's life met a very abrupt end. There are far too many oddities surrounding her life for it to have been anything but an assassination due to her outspoken crusade to uncover one of the prime child smuggling areas in the United States, Atlanta, Georgia. Bruce was retired and the couple didn't appear to be in any type of dire financial crisis. Friends who knew the couple best state that Bruce would simply not have had the capability to kill his wife,
Nancy was actively exposing corruption within the Department of Family and Child Services, including actions by the DFCS director in the county where she lived. Nancy's husband, Bruce, was highly supportive of Nancy's work for decades and would have had little or no reason to suddenly try to kill her at such a critical juncture in her career.
Imagine you're a happy family living in Central Texas in a suburb of Austin, Round Rock. And one night you decide to smoke some marijuana after your two-year-old daughter's gone to bed while you watch a movie. Something over 100 million Americans are estimated to do every single week. A good secret police neighbor smells the marijuana, calls the police, and they come with the CPS and take your two-year-old happy daughter who'd never been in the hospital and never been sick and never been beaten up. You go for weekly visits.
All right, that's just a few minutes from a special report that aired last night on the Nightly News dealing with the CPS connection to pedophile rings and tying it into the 10 children being taken in Kentucky. The full video interviews on InfoWars.com. Stay with us. Our special guest will be in studio.
Who do you prefer, Barack Obama or George W. Bush? Well, if you haven't figured it out by now, these guys are corporate spokesmen. They're not leaders. I mean, they both started illegal wars. Hell, they both tortured people. They bailed out criminal corporations and they spied on you. They both violated the Constitution and they even committed war crimes. So what's it gonna take? I mean, what will it take to finally wake you up? Think about it. If Joseph Stalin ran for president as a Democrat and Adolf Hitler ran as a Republican, one of them would end up leading our country. It's Politics Incorporated, and your choice between the two parties is a myth, because in reality, it is a two-party tyranny with one ideology, divide and conquer. So join the revolution and break the false left versus right paradigm. InfoWars.com.
Using unparalleled research in the development of a synergistic formulation based around the key concepts of superoxygenation, the next level in cleansing is here. With key ingredients backed by real clinical studies, the new Oxy Powder, available through InfoWars Life, was invented during Dr. Group's research on the toxification of our bodies. Many herbal colon cleansers are harsh on the body and contain cheap and potentially dangerous ingredients, oftentimes full of synthetic fillers, GMOs, additives, or worse. Gently start cleaning your body with easy capsules that start working while you sleep. Oxy Powder does not require time off work, and there's no need for bad-tasting concoctions. Instead, Oxy Powder slowly releases monoatomic oxygen into the intestinal tract and body. Experience the astonishing cleansing power of superoxide and ozonide technology. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to get started with Oxy Powder, or call 1-888-253-3139.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
Is the U.S. involved with any procuring of weapons, transfer of weapons, buying, selling, anyhow transferring weapons to Turkey out of Libya?
To Turkey? It is a big idea. A new world order.
How is a
it that this organization is so well-funded, so organized?
Islamic State-linked militants have gained a stronger foothold in Libya, seizing new economically vital areas of the country.
The leader of ISIS in Libya is none other than Abdel Hakim Belhaj. And of course, he was armed to the teeth by NATO.
A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
The Russians say they're negotiating with North Korea to hold joint military exercises. Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin teaming up, creating an ominous alliance against the United States.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is aggressively opposing the nuclear deal that the U.S. government is negotiating with Iran.
Saudi Arabia is apparently prepared to allow Israeli jets into its airspace to conduct attacks on Iran.
We have an unprecedented opportunity to build a new world order.
I set up a foundation in Ukraine and played an important part in events now.
Ukraine is set to receive the first tranche of an International Monetary Fund aid package.
We had brokered a deal to transition power in Ukraine.
Vladimir Putin is on the move.
Only when this transformation is complete will we be able to take full measure of the opportunities presented by this new and evolving world order.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live, well into the second hour, broadcasting worldwide. Our guests will be with us till the bottom of the next hour, or till the very end of the next hour, if they want. I don't want to exhaust them. And Mike Norris and Gary Gavin are both in studio. They're both friends, been friends for years. And, of course, they are filmmakers, entrepreneurs. Mr. Gavin, of course, started
Haven.
Haven. I always say it wrong. Haven. You can slap me around all you want. I don't have teleprompters, though.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Mr. Haven started Curves, and the reason my memory messed up, I was trying to think, where did you start it originally?
In Harlingen, Texas.
In Harlingen, Texas. And now you've made a major movie with Mr. Norris over here that I was honored to be in, that's coming out in the future. We're going to talk about that. Tell us about the film, and then tell us about yourself, and then Mike Norris over here.
Mr. Haven, all you. Well, I retired, sold my company a couple years ago, and was looking for something to do. And influencing the culture in a positive way was something that I felt I had a duty to do. And, you know, people don't take the time. They're busy. They don't want to watch the news or really invest in reading about what's going on. But they like to be entertained. And if you can entertain people while you teach them something, I just thought it was a great idea. And Mike and I have been friends for a long time. And Mike is a real famous movie director who's done about 20 different films. And so I came to him one day and said, hey, I got a great idea. You know, let's make some movies together and let's influence the culture in a positive way while we entertain people. And the first movie we made was, it's out and it's available now. It's called Mission Air. And you can go and find out information about that from PureFlix, which was the distributor for God's Not Dead, for example. Go to their website and in Christian bookstores, and you can get Mission.
And by
Air.
The way, these Christian films now are bigger than a lot of Hollywood films. I mean, The Passion of the Christ is an example.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm sorry, Gary. There's a number of films that were released this year with a faith-based message that have done phenomenal. So it's really great to see the culture actually starting to change and view this material that we're putting out. So it's very exciting.
It's voting with your dollars. I mean, this is how you really change the culture.
Absolutely. But it wasn't until about 9 months ago that Gary had this idea for another film that really kind of ramped everything up to a whole nother level, and that's our next film, Amerageddon.
Now, Gary Haven, I should have gone over your bio a little bit better and not butchered your name here live on radio, but getting to know you has just really been amazing. Your insight into government, all the people you've been talking to federally and at the state level, you've learned a lot of amazing stuff. And it's wild to know the plot of your upcoming film that's already been shot and is now being edited, to see that then it ties into Jade Helm and it ties into this very theme that America is so concerned about.
Yeah, Amerageddon was an idea that I had. I felt that people needed to learn about power and about what was going on in the world. The mainstream media is owned 98% of it by six corporations. They're scripted. They stay on message. And so people are not getting the truth out there. And Alex, I want to commend you. You are a...
Oh, please don't.
No, I tell you, the courage and also your gift, to articulate these difficult concepts, things like vaccinations you were talking about earlier. You know, people are not going to get the truth from the mainstream media. You know how much money the pharmaceutical companies spend on mainstream media? And to think that they don't control the message with all that money would be naive. So someone like you can articulate it beautifully in a way people can understand.
Well, you can do it better than I. In fact, your degree is in health. Why don't you give us your take on vaccines? You were just telling me about them earlier.
Well, vaccines are a very concerning thing. And I have a 5-month-old granddaughter, you know, and at 2 months, this 8-pound child was scheduled to get this cocktail of vaccines, whooping cough among them. It's something that is really concerning. What's in these vaccines? You know, do they have mercury? Do they have aluminum? Do they have, the material of the tissue the vaccines were grown on from rhesus monkeys? That DNA is in these vaccines. You know, I'm not saying don't get vaccines, but I'm saying think about it. Think critically before you allow the establishment to inject into the vein of your 8-pound child a cocktail of vaccines. People need to take responsibility for themselves. They need to think about it because the system has been monetized. And so vaccines is a great example of the need for Americans, for people like us, to just think critically.
Let's talk about the new film that's in production, when it's coming out, as much as you can tell us about it, the title.
Well, what we can tell you now is film's called Marageddon. We're looking for about a November release date. We are in post-production right now. Gosh, I wish we had a clip to show. Maybe.
Yeah, a good clip that might include one of the stars of the show who might be sitting here with us here today.
Do we have a clip?
Let's see if we've got that clip available.
Wait, you guys are surprising me. I don't even know this is...
Mr. Gray, that we don't know what you're up to. Stockpiling food, weapons, fuel. The National Defense Authorization Act is there to stop domestic terrorist threats to this country. And people like you.
I am an American. I am a patriot. You, sir, are nothing but a traitor.
I've never seen anything like that in my life. That man's a threat to this country.
That little rant will be all over the news tonight.
You must understand, this plays into our hands. The American news media has our narrative. And in that narrative, Charlie Gray is perfectly playing the role of right-wing extremist. The stigma of that label will stop up the ears of the American public faster than any propaganda we could fashion.
By the way, you guys, we didn't plan any of this. and I just can't believe that you guys snuck that in. It's so good. That looks better than the big, giant blockbuster movies. I wish I could have lighting like that for my show. Man, that looks good.
Thank
and it
you.
Sounds good.
Yeah. You know, after you guys called and invited us on, Mr. Haven says, get a clip together. And I go, yes, sir. And so we just kind of put that together just to give the audience a little feel of... you know, the bad politicians, the bad guy, and our hero in the movie.
Well, folks, if you just joined us, we have with us two amazing individuals, Mike Norris and Gary Haven, in studio, and the new film is coming out in November, and of course, it'll be in quite a few theaters. If it becomes a hit in theaters, it'll then go nationwide in the thousands of screens. If something like this, and believe me, I've seen the script, I've been in the movie, gets out to the public with this whole climate. I mean, could you guys have imagined we'd be talking about Jade Helm and all this right when your movie's getting ready to come out? Yeah. Because for folks that don't know, we don't give the plot away.
Yeah, we'll tell a little bit about the kind of the theme of it. You know, I saw this coming and felt like we needed to warn people. We need to educate them while we entertain them. And it was kind of consistent with our message. So we went from the Christian movie to the political realm. And by the way, you play an evil senator who is debating with me in front of a Senate hearing. And you were particularly evil.
Well, I tell you, you guys were going to have somebody else play the role, and I guess you moved to another position. And about 2 weeks before, you said, hey, do you want to do this? I said, sure. And then, like about 4 or 5 days before, I get the script that had been changed, and I think I did an okay job, but not as good as you guys did.
You really are good. I mean, just the dynamics of the both of you. We're all on the same side here. But what's fun is to go into a movie and you get to play a crooked politician.
Well, I tell you, after we did about 10 takes of that, I started really not liking Gary. It was weird. It was weird.
Well, it was actually 14 takes, Alex. There's a lot of footage.
Wow.
And when this is all over, we'll pull out the fun footage and we'll just have a little party together.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. Listen. I want to come back from break here in a moment and get back into the film, but give us a sneak peek. Gary, how much of this can we get into?
Well, the movie's based, kind of the byline is a true story that hasn't happened yet. And we're really seeing that play out right now. One of the scenes, for example, in fact with you, was a take from a conversation I had with my congressman where I challenged him why he voted for the National Defense Authorization Act. And I said to him, do you realize it suspends the Fifth
Amendment? Hold on. You told me this story over dinner. It was amazing. We're going to come back, tell this story, the inside baseball of this, because you wanted to make this film, from what you told me, because you kept going around warning people and then getting this response. Wow, it's amazing. And then coming up, we're going to get into Chuck Norris, Steve McQueen, all your latest films. Mike Norris is here. That's right, the son of Chuck Norris. That's like royalty.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
So Mark and I are out at the range shooting our AR-15 rifles built from AR-15 kits from Guns80.com when Dave walks up and he says, hey, did you guys hear about Jade Helm? You know, the government doesn't care about the Posse Comitatus Act, and Jade Helm, the troops are going to come and they may come after us and blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, oh my God, dude, look, I take a 30-shot magazine. I put it in my AR-15 built from a kit from Guns80.com. I unload it on the target. Jade Helm? I mean, really? Guns80.com. 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 Go now.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We could be forgotten, we won't be left behind. Our memories live on in mortal mind. And poets feel we'll rise again.
You know, for me, it's so exciting. Alex Jones here back live. You just joined us on the radio, on TV. You can see us here in the studio with my good friends who have produced a new film that is so incredibly professional. Gary Haven and Mike Norris. And then I want to get into the Steve McQueen stories. Because I'm a big Chuck Norris fan. Watching him as a kid, but more so his politics, being a real constitutionalist, a big fan of 1776, a big supporter of George Washington, reading his columns in WorldNetDaily.com in the last decade or so, however long it's been, have made me really get into the mind of Chuck Norris and see what a one-of-a-kind guy he is. And then to meet his son, who's a listener and a patriot as well, and then to meet Gary, and just to, and then the stories you told me about people in government who are awake, people that aren't, you know, telling me what a real deal Governor Abbott is as well. And I've talked to a lot of folks that know him, that have worked for him before he was even in government. They say he's a real Christian man, a great guy, really cares. He's suing the government over the power plant shutdowns. He's fighting to secure our border. I think we're really lucky to have him as a governor. I'm just giving a prelude. This is a short segment to what we're going to be talking about today. But listen, don't pause for me. I mean, I loved having that 2-hour dinner with you guys where you were just stream of consciousness. You're the guys that need a radio show fighting the New World Order. But hell, you've got movies fighting the New World Order. Let's get back. Because when we come back from break, we're going to play that clip again. I got blindsided by that. I want to see that again. Tell us about the new film, how people support it, and more of the plot. Because when they hear the plot and understand this is not a B movie, folks. I mean, you spent big money on this. You know, you've got hundreds of millions of dollars. You spent a lot of money on this. You got an incredible director. And Mike, I've seen a lot of your films and they're powerful because, you know, my kids mainly watch Christian films and you're one of the top directors. But my gosh, you knocked it. I mean, what? That looks better than Steven Spielberg movies when they show Congress. How did you do that?
Right here. Gary, I do not take lightly what anything that Gary asks of me. I have so much respect for Gary and his wife Diane that when this challenge was brought on to do this film, I was in, let's do it. But boy, I had no idea what I was getting into. Once production started, things were happening left and right and decisions having to be made. And for this film to come out the way it did with the message that it's presenting, I agree with Gary. This is a God thing, that this is happening to get out, to get people to open their eyes to what's really happening in the world. We need this alternative media. And you were talking about my father. Well, the first thing he told me, tell Alex I said hi. I'm a huge fan. So just really excited about Armageddon.
Absolutely. Shifting gears, we're going to come back and talk more about Armageddon and how people can support it and make this international huge hit that it needs to be to really educate people, because we're dominating news media. The Liberty Movement is able to counter CNN, MSNBC, But the real brainwashing, as you guys were saying during the break, is in the music, is in Hollywood, is in the culture. That's where they're really getting everybody. And the fact that more and more, not just Christian, but patriot film could become the new mega genre that could basically unseat this and counter their narrative, and people are hungry for it. So it's not like we're pushing a boulder uphill. We're at the top of a hill about to push it downhill at the globalist, in my view.
I agree 100%. And I really have to, once again, hand it to Gary. Personally, I wouldn't have been bold enough on my own to make this film at that time. But with Gary saying, this is what we're going to do. This is the money we've got to make it. Let's go get this done. I jumped in both feet. And like I said, it was a tough shoot. Getting this cast together, getting you involved in it.
By the way, talk about the cast. You've got some huge people in this.
It's an interesting eclectic cast. We have Diane Ladd, 3-time Academy Award nominated actress. She was an Easy Rider, Chinatown. Mm-hmm. Annalyn McCord, Dina Meyer, Alex Jones.
Oh, come on. No.
No, but it really was. It really was perfect because I just had this idea. I go, gosh. And I'm a listener. I'm a patriot. I mean, every night, Infowars.com, that is what I listen to all night long.
And I should put up with him.
I go to Infowars. So to have you play such an evil character, I just thought was, I loved it. And you were great.
It was kind of fun to try to get in that mindset of just ridiculing and stuff. It's crazy.
Yeah. But it's beautiful.
We're going to come back, play the intro, get into that. And then, gentlemen, I'm putting it on autopilot. I mean, I want to go back to that Mexican food restaurant. I want to just talk about the politics and then look at Jade Helm. And then we're going to get in the next hour into the really juicy stuff. Because let me tell you, a lot of stuff you were telling me is not known about Chuck Norris.
Nothing. None of it.
I hope he doesn't come get us.
Nah, it's all good stuff. My guy's the best.
March. He is the best. The we'll be right back. A sidekick, all of a sudden busted the wall.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. And now for a news story that you won't hear on the Big Pharma-run mainstream media networks. El Universal reports Mexico's Social Security Institute temporarily suspended the application of the tuberculosis, rotavirus, and hepatitis B trivalent BCG vaccine after 2 children died in Chiapas from what could be an allergic reaction. On Friday, 52 children were vaccinated in La Pimenita, a municipality of Chiapas, as part of the National Immunization Program aimed at reducing the presence of preventable diseases. A total of 31 minors had adverse reactions to the vaccine. Currently, 29 are in the hospital and 2 died. That's a non-safe and effective adverse reaction rate of 60%. The live virus vaccine is manufactured by Merck, and the American Society of Health System Pharmacists lists the vaccine as biohazardous as it contains a live attenuated mycobacteria, which poses an additional safety risk for both patients and healthcare workers. Rob Dew reporting for Infowars.com.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy to use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Melvin, Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Threats to this country and people like you.
I am an American. I am a patriot. You, sir, are nothing but a traitor.
I've never seen anything like that in my life. That man's a threat to this country.
That little rant will be all over the news tonight.
You must understand, this plays into our hands. The American news media has our narrative. And in that narrative, Charlie Gray is perfectly playing the role of right-wing extremist. The stigma of that label will stop up the ears of the American public faster than any propaganda we could fashion.
And that's a clip from the upcoming film that is going to be coming out in what, November?
Yeah, roughly November.
Wow.
Yeah.
And is there a website for it yet?
No. We're right now, everything is about getting the film done. We're in VFX right now. First cut's pretty much done. But we just want to give you a little taste of you.
Well, it looks really good. I remember seeing the monitors and how, because I've been in some other pretty big films, or like Keanu Reeves and other folks, some Linklater films, two of them, and quite a few other little movies. I never really sought it out, but people say, hey, will you do this cameo, or you come do this, because pretty much just playing myself. The reason I like this was it was doing something different. That's fun.
Oh, exactly. And that was,
you had it good, though. You're just playing yourself.
So. It was kind of easy. Being angry at the system and how they're threatening our freedom is a pretty thing to get.
And again, this is Gary Haven. We've got Mike Norris here. I tell you, I mean, your dad's been on the show before via phone, and then he came out once when we were trying to stop a standoff in East Texas, and he helped kind of diffuse that with the Grays. So, I mean, I know your dad, and then I knew he was a listener even 15 years ago, but when he's been on, he goes, no, I really am a routine listener, so I'm just so flattered. But it's how many other people are aware, and it's not like I taught Chuck Norris anything. He was already a patriot before I was born. But what do you make with Jade Helm? Because I don't want to give away the film, but it almost parallels this. What do you make of Jade Helm and Senator Cruz and Representative Gohmert and Governor Abbott and all these other prominent people saying no, and Chuck Norris, no, we don't trust Obama. We don't think this is a takeover, but there shouldn't be this major domestic role. We know the military is in the news training to take on the Patriots.
Gary.
Yeah, this really is an area I've spent a lot of time. You know, being retired, it gives me about 6 hours a day to read and to stay up on things, and so I've enjoyed getting to know that. Now, my company does business in 90 countries, so I've got a neat world view of events. Ukraine, for example, if you follow the script that the mainstream media has been promoting on Ukraine, you would think that Putin's this bad guy who's come into Crimea and taken it over. That script is just all wrong. The United States spent $6 billion through the State Department, Victoria Nuland, to overthrow the elected government of Ukraine. And this is all about moneyed interest. It's about bankers' interest. It's another war where we're going to send our kids and our treasure to go protect the assets of Monsanto and the oil companies and the central bankers. And I was having this discussion at dinner with the governor and Ted Cruz, Senator Ted Cruz, a few weeks ago. And I was actually vetting Ted Cruz. You know, I was really hopeful. We've got a guy that's going to stand up to these moneyed interests that are controlling our government. And I was really hopeful that he was on our side. Now, I knew that Ted Cruz's wife was a vice president for
Goldman Sachs.
Goldman Sachs. And also that she's a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. And, you know, it puts him under suspicion. But we had it wasn't a discussion. In fact, I'll tell you how it went. He kind of talked to the six or eight people at the table about why we need to be there, why we need to send our kids there. And I kept my mouth shut. And when it was my turn to speak, I started the conversation like this. I said, Senator, I know you're a Harvard Law School graduate who's argued in front of the Supreme Court. I may regret what I'm about to say. And I gave the true view of the Ukraine over about 10 minutes. In fact, it was so heated, I turned to the governor and I said, are you going to invite me back? And he did. And I think he got to hear the truth, in front of the two of us challenging each other. And I got to tell you, I won the debate with Ted Cruz because I had the truth on my side and I was fully informed.
That's the one thing I don't like about him is that he is supporting starting a war with the Russians. It doesn't mean Putin's a good guy. It's just that you don't overthrow an elected government and put neo-Nazis in charge so Joe Biden's son can run a gas company.
Exactly. This thing stinks so bad that it's a great example of the control the mainstream media has on the information's out there and on who controls the mainstream media. You know, the American people, again, it goes back to critical thinking. We really need to quit. You can't just think these people are stupid. You know, going and poking a stick at a nuclear power, Russia, is just not a good idea. And yet they're doing it in Syria. They're doing it in Iran. They're doing it in the Ukraine. And you always ask the question, cuo bono? Who's benefiting from this? If you ask that question, you can get to the bottom of a lot of things.
That's right. And these aren't generals. These are bankers that think they're invincible and insulated because they got 15 helicopters. No, a nuclear war breaks out, it's over.
It's insane. And this all comes from the Wolfowitz Doctrine, which came out in the 90s from Paul Wolfowitz, the Secretary of Defense, when he said that we have to maintain hegemony. We have to be the most powerful, the only powerful country on the planet. And if any other countries begin to threaten our power, we have to annihilate them. And I'll tell you what, we don't have the means. We should not be trying to dominate the world in force, you know, our views on the world. We're going to start.
Well, I mean, we're not even putting American views. We're like trying to make Russia teach 5-year-olds about gay marriage.
Yeah.
I mean, Putin's like saying, you're not Christian. We're being lectured by Vladimir Putin, who like is trying to put Christianity back in schools. We've taken it out. I mean, this is really getting upside down.
It's crazy. And again, you know, this is happening in such a large scale that our voices are these quiet cries in the night. But truth is a powerful thing. We have truth on our side, and we have to have the courage to speak it. I believe I was given the ability, the opportunity to speak truth to power, whether it's Senator Ted Cruz or whether it's the governor. I spent 9 hours with George W. Bush.
This is Gary Haven speaking, the founder of the Curves, one of the most successful, according to Forbes franchise in history. He's made billions of dollars, and he's here now trying to fight the globalists. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know,
you were meeting with George Bush.
I took him to Haiti in my aircraft. 4 hours there, 4 hours back. Just him and I sitting talking. So I've had the opportunity to really speak truth to power on so many different levels. I was a major Republican donor because I thought that by supporting conservative Republicans that I could influence good government. Well, I've given up on that. The Republican Party has given themselves over through the establishment.
Well, look how they're pushing the TPP right now that they won't even let Congress see. They're helping Obama beat the Republicans. It's incredible.
That's a great example. And again, this is where you and I have a responsibility. You know, this Trans-Pacific Partnership is not available to the general public. It's being kept secret. This is insane. In this, we think from leaks that corporations are going to be given power to sue governments and when governments interfere with their profitability. Well, and we're not allowed to see this as witnesses. The American people should be up in arms over the audacity of our government. And I tell you, the Republicans are pushing this as hard as Obama is. A set of laws is going to totally change our society. We're not even allowed to look at it. Where is the outrage over our loss of freedoms over this issue? It's the whole thing right now is crazy. But this Jade Helm in our movie is it talks about things like the National Defense Authorization Act, which the Republican Party supported, that gives the president the ability to declare martial law for any reason, economic or otherwise, without approval of Congress. And under martial law...
That's right. Those executive orders and PDDs are all in the books. It's been in the news. You can just search. Obama signs executive order to take over entire economy and during any emergency, including economic. They put internet kill switches in. They've got NDAA. It's all there. They say their main enemies, Christians and veterans and gun owners. I mean, this is crazy. And Chuck Norris reads it, and Louie Gohmert reads it, and Senator Cruz reads it, and Ron Paul reads it, and you read it. And we're, it's not, I mean, we're just telling people they're building this huge tyrannical program, and then they misrepresent what we all say.
Well, our movie was a chance to provide an entertaining venue where we demonstrate and educate what 13603 executive order actually does, where the president can take all of your resources. I'm a farmer and rancher. They can come and take my tractors. They can come and take my property, my land. They can come and take me and force me to work without wages. And if you read 13603, it's very, very clear. Well, we talk about this in the movie, and then we demonstrate it. We show how the UN is going to side with the American army and come in and arrest dissidents.
And by the way, that's, as you know, been in the Washington Post that they're going to use UN troops during civil disturbance in America.
Yeah, it's all out there.
I mean, you're a billionaire company guy, smart guy that's founded companies. You've made all these top films. I've built my own media system. It's not like we're total idiots and we just make stuff up. I mean, it's all right here. This is what's going on. And the thing is, it's not like we're being conquered by the Romans or something. They're going to put aqueducts in. We're being conquered, I'm not saying the Romans were good, by the globalists that are anti-human, Malthusian, exterminist, basically Satanist. And so that's the real problem, is we're being conquered by some really nasty people.
You know, there's three things that people ought to get a hold of. The first thing is that the power in Washington has been bought and paid for by moneyed interest. There is no representation of the people. And I can prove this. Princeton University just finished a study and analyzed what influence do the average individual voters have on the policies of the U.S. government. And Princeton University said zero. They said that the average voter, the average person has no
influence. That's a special interest coup d'etat.
Yep. And the interest is the people that provide the money to Washington. And we're talking about the pharmaceutical industry, the industrial security complex. We're talking about the bank.
Oh, now you're anti-troops. Oh, Eisenhower warned too. Oh, I guess he's bad. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, you know, mentioning that, I think the greatest thing we can do to support our troops is to keep them out of wars that they have no business being in.
Exactly. Why did we arm Al-Qaeda, the Free Syrian Army? Now they're ISIS. The CIA did. Now the Army has to go fight them.
Good question. So we've got to recognize that we have no influence in Washington. Everybody's been bought and paid for. And I've spoken this to my senators, and I've spoken this to my congressmen.
What did Ted Cruz say when you said that?
Ted Cruz liked the guy, but I vetted him, and I don't trust him. I believe that he's given himself over to the elite, to the establishment. And in fact, you know, we can't go into all that, but the only guy I've got any hope for right now is Rand Paul. And I've met Rand Paul. I've talked to Rand Paul.
Tell me about, I know him as well. I've known him for 20 years. Tell me, but I haven't talked to him in years. Tell me what you got from meeting with him.
I'll tell you two things. The first thing is that I'm convinced he's the son of his father, and I'm a big fan of his
father. That's why they hate him. They know he's for real.
Yeah. But the other thing is he's also smart, and he's staying in the middle to stay electable.
And they know he's doing that.
So I believe that if he gets elected by staying in the middle, that he'll be the son of his father when he's in power.
And that's exactly what the Atlantic and the New York Times and others say. They know, they've had his phones tapped, they know the whole deal. He's his dad.
Yeah.
And just as good. A patriot. Mm-hmm. And they hate his guts. That's why I think Rand Paul is the best. Quite frankly, Ted Cruz is probably slicker, and would be better than Hillary Clinton. I mean, you know, I don't think Ted Cruz is a bad guy, but I think he's just compromised at the highest levels, kind of with that Republican power structure. The Mitch McConnells right now that are trying to sign us on the TPP.
It's insane. But you know, Alex, and I think you'd agree with me, there's not going to be a political solution to this problem. The only solution is if enough people wake up and begin to think. They begin to critically think and begin to pursue truth and invest the time and effort.
You told me you've developed a plan, and you're a guy that set up more franchises in the world than anybody ever has. Even more, it's more than McDonald's. I mean, you know, the most successful franchise ever. So you know how to organize things. Boy, I don't. Wish I did. Explain to me a great thing. My crew's starting to get good at it. But how would you organize? Simply put, a way to take things back. Because I just organically know if we expose the tyranny, the fraud of the system, there'll be enough people in the system that basically leak the truth that it comes down. But I was kind of wrong because now we just know we're slaves and the globalists are sitting there pointing a gun and it's going, yeah, okay, I took over. I mean,
you know, I think the message has to be fairly simple. And that's where the, you know, this is so complex, you know, the derivatives and the money printing, you get into that and it's so complex that it's difficult for people to grasp it. So you've got to keep the message simple. You know, and again, I think there's three things that if we stay focused on message, and the first one is that our government in Washington is bought and paid for by the moneyed interest. We have no influence. We're not going to get anybody elected that's going to change anything, because number two, the message is controlled. The mainstream media, and this is the second thing people need to realize, 98% of it is owned by six corporations and it's scripted and they're not going to go off message. There's too much money involved. So the third point is it's up to individuals to begin to think and to think clearly, to think critically and to pursue truth. Thank God for alternative media. Thank God for your program.
Oh, please don't thank me.
Well, this is so important because the outlets for truth are narrowed now, but they exist. And alternative.
But there's real danger. They're trying to shut them down. It's here in the news today. Go ahead.
You betcha they are. They realize that people that are fully aware are not going to tolerate the loss of their freedoms, either through these executive orders that defy the Constitution, or the National Defense Authorization Act, or the spending of money. You know, your parents are retired. They're supposed to live off their savings. They're supposed to get 6% interest and enjoy the benefits of what they've saved their lives for. Well, they're getting nothing. 0.6% interest if they're lucky, or 0.06% interest. Our government, through its monetary policy, have destroyed the life, taken trillions of dollars from our parents who saved and prepared for retirement. Where's the outrage over this? This is insane. And it's supposed to be to stimulate the economy. Well, we just had a negative first quarter. We're about to have another negative. There is no stimulation of the economy. All there is massive debts that have been placed on the backs of not our children and grandchildren, because it's not going to last that long. This massive debt is going to bankrupt the system in this country and change all of our lives.
Wow. Gary Haven is our guest. Mike Norris is here, and he's going to get into his view on the world and a lot more coming up. In fact, if you guys will do it, we'll do the whole next hour. And who knows, if you want, we'll open the phones up to talk to both you guys. But I'm telling you, this is amazing.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
I want more candy. I want more video games. Why?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of Better Body Circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Walls had ears. The stuff you guys have been telling me is unbelievable. I mean, we have the fount of the true Chuck Norris lore right here with us, Mike Norris. Next hour, they're doing the whole hour with us, and the guys are getting lunch. Did you ever find out what you guys wanted for lunch?
Turkey.
Okay, you want a turkey sandwich? You want barbecue turkey?
No. Some nice.
By the way, you aren't fat like I've been, but you've lost a ton of weight, Mike.
Yeah, I'm trying. Thank you.
When was the video shoot, the film shoot? 3 months ago?
In January and February? Yeah, about January, February.
It was three, 4 months ago.
I've lost about 25, 30 pounds since then.
Yeah. I mean, I gained 99 pounds. I was literally as fat as Rush Limbaugh almost. Not quite, but the point is, when he was fat, I'm not being mean. And then I've lost 60 something of it, but I still need to lose another 25.
Yeah, it's tough. That last few pounds.
Well, you've done it, buddy.
I got no choice. I saw myself on film. I about had a heart attack. I looked like John Candy.
No, you didn't.
Are we on air?
We are.
I got to tell your audience, they have no idea how awesome this is here. This is fun.
Well, thank you. No, it's we get up here and just talk and cover the news and just go over the information, take calls, have great people on.
I was having an out-of-body experience listening to you two go at it, talking about...
Well, let me tell you, this guy, you can tell why he made billions of dollars. Yeah. I mean, he knows what he's talking about. Please, Mr. Gaven, I'm saying, Mr. Haven, I do that all the time, I conflate names. Please continue, Gary, getting into the solutions. First, identify the problem and then get into the solutions. We're going to start the next hour and get into Chuck Norris lore. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're heavy now. We'll get light later. That's the plan.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Alex, you and I share a common goal, and that is we're committed to getting the truth out to people. And we're committed to protecting and defending the Constitution of this country against enemies, foreign and domestic. And, I don't know that our forefathers, I don't know that George Washington understood that the domestic threat that was going to exist, for our freedoms in this country that we have today.
Well, can you imagine what the founders would, I mean, everybody always says that, but this is becoming crazy land. And they're just, the Democrats have announced they want to shut down talk radio and libertarian conservative news. It was just announced it today. It's up on Infowars.com. Election Commission Dems want to regulate conservative internet super PACs. They've made the announcement. They promised they wouldn't. Just let the FCC run the internet. And now what are they doing?
Yeah, it's crazy. I want to share a story with you. I felt, and this is a God thing. I was given an opportunity to teach the Governor Abbott, in fact, here's the way it began. I said, Governor, or in fact, he was the Attorney General at the time. I said, General, you're going to be the most important governor in the history of Texas. And he gave me a really odd look and he said, how so? And I said, you're going to be in a position to choose to comply with an out of control, dictatorial federal government.
You told me this story in February, and now it's happening,
isn't it,
with him and Jade Helm.
Isn't that amazing?
And you told me at dinner, you said, I believe he will be in that position. God basically told me. And that is, I'm getting chills. I don't mean to steal your thunder. You just can't make this stuff up. We should have led with this.
Yeah,
hey, I've run into a chief of staff on the street twice in the last 2 weeks. And then he comes over and shakes my hand and we start talking about stuff.
Yeah, they're great guests. Well, for people that may not be aware of what he did, when Texans begin to shout, look, we don't like this Jade Helm thing. We don't like the...
You know, we got to go to break. It's a 5-minute segment, 12-minute segment, 6-minute segment, 18-minute segment, 6-minute segment.
You got it.
So I want to just start this whole thing over. I'm going to shut up, give you the floor to tell the story in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gary Haven, the founder of Curbs and many other huge successful corporations, is our guest. The biggest health chain in the world, and a patriot running around trying to wake up the Republicans for years behind the scenes and now working with Mike Norris. And some stations don't carry this segment. Most of them do, but I decided to do this instead of stations having to carry propaganda news. We're here. So I'm gonna ask you to defer to tell your Abbott story to the next segment. You will have the floor, and then we're going to segue into Steve McQueen land, because this is interesting, because back when men were men, and of course your dad was great buddies with Steve McQueen. I mean, it's Chuck Norris. I mean, you know, Steve McQueen discovers Chuck Norris. I mean, it's just amazing. But we'll get into all that. But getting back into Jade Helm, I want to ask you, Mr. Norris, what do you think about the big freakout about it? Because quite frankly, it's just one more conditioning to have troops on the streets. We didn't say it was that big a deal, but now they're freaking out so bad. Did you think we hit on something bigger? Because now we're learning it is about domestic operations for sure.
Well, let me say this to you. I've had my head buried in an editing studio for 4 months. I know about Jade Helm, and I know my dad is very much in advocate for the anti-Jade Helm.
And he's Mr. Military.
Yeah.
He has the contacts.
Absolutely.
He hands out the Bronze Stars and Gresham Medal Honors.
Yeah. And so I know Jade Helm. Gary really knows Jade Helm. And what I do know is that my dad said that the troops were kind of butting up to his ranch. And if I could just say something to them, don't do it. And also, if any troops back up to Gary Haven's ranch, don't do it. Seriously.
You've got armed helicopters.
I tell you, my ranch is 3 miles from North Fort Hood. I think I'm out of luck on this.
Well, we all know the truth. The troops are awesome. They are the most, and I'm not kissing their butt, because used to, I didn't like all this, the establishment using them to make themselves look good. Oh, the troops are great. But then I found out they are the most awake group. I mean, they are great.
Absolutely. We had a number of actual military men on our film that are part of a security team now. But these are all guys that have had 4, 5, 6 tours of Iraq, Afghanistan. And the troops are awake.
Yeah, let me mention something, too. One of the messages in our movie was to tell the troops that they don't have to obey unconstitutional orders. For example, if they're ordered to fire on American citizens or disarm American citizens in violation of the Second Amendment, that they should think about it. And this is what's neat about this. If they watch the movie, they're going to think about it now. They're going to think about it well in advance from the time that they're ordered to do it. And so getting them to spend some time on that now may save us and them from obeying illegal orders.
There's the providence again. I wish you would have. I should have thought to record that dinner we had and then talking at night after the shoot, because it's providence. I mean, I cannot. I don't think I've ever experienced something this providential. Is that you literally in there with the sheriff in there in the green room while we're eating breakfast? Oh, and the sheriff's sitting there nodding, and they got some Texas Rangers coming by and stuff, you know, fans of the operation. And you're going, you're in this presentation. And Alex, I've been talking to the politicians, and I believe that Texas is going to be the battleground for this, and we've got to put this film out to warn people about what's coming, and it's my job to reach out to the governor so he knows his place in history to basically be this peaceful shot heard around the world when they say no to the troops on the streets. And I'm going, well, this could happen, yeah, but I mean, wow, I mean, this guy's really putting his money where his mouth is, but I was, and then now it's all happening, and the governor did it, and you said I woke the governor up, and all these meetings you've had with him and hanging out with him, and, I mean, we're gonna come back and you're gonna get the floor and roll with the providence of your film. And again, tell people when it's coming out in the name.
The name of the film is Amerageddon.
Amerageddon.
Amerageddon. And we're looking at the end of the year for a release.
Yeah, because I was excited to be part of it. Once I got there, I got really excited. And I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. This film's important, folks.
A Michigan senator joins a long list of anti-gun Democrats charged for gun-related crimes. Virgil K. Smith is currently being questioned by Detroit police after allegedly firing multiple rounds into his girlfriend's vehicle during a domestic dispute on Sunday. Police Chief James Craig stated Monday that Smith, who allegedly fired 10 rounds at the woman's 2015 Mercedes-Benz, has been charged with aggravated assault with a gun and malicious destruction of property. Smith has not only received a 0% rating on gun rights from the Michigan Coalition for Responsible Gun Ownership, but also a D grade from the NRA as well. But he's not the only anti-gunner to pack a Roscoe. In one of the most famous of such cases, California State Senator Leland Yee was indicted last year on corruption and conspiracy to traffic in firearms after a career of denying citizens their Second Amendment rights. You can find more reports on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother, because it also funds our operation. But doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around.
Gary Haven, Mike Norris in studio. And we're tweeting out right now at Real Alex Jones. Chuck Norris' son tells all. But he's going to tell us how cool Chuck Norris is. Because when you actually know the real lore, he gets even cooler. Not just the Chuck Norris, sayings and all the rest of it. Simply amazing. That'd be a good bumper sticker. Chuck Norris, listens to InfoWars.com or how would you say it? InfoWars.com powered by Chuck Norris, but that would be kind of stealing, his name. So I won't do that. But one of my producers was making that joke earlier today. It's like, I don't get giddy about celebrities, but Chuck Norris really is just so cool. And now he's fighting Jade Helm and saying he doesn't trust Obama and control the military, and the military's been trying to go after patriots. We got Congressman Louie Gohmert saying it, and Ted Cruz coming out and saying it, which I thought was a big plus for him, and the governor leading the fight. And now Gary Haven. Then we shift into Chuck Norris and movies and Christian films for the balance of the transmission. But Mr. Haven, founder of Curves, founder of huge supplement companies, you name it, out there trying to wake up the Republican Party, trying to take it back, trying to warn the people, Armageddon coming out in November, December, which literally predicts Jade Helm type of events, Red Dawn Part 2, with the very player, simply amazing. In the film, you warn the military not to be taken over by the globalists. I mean, it is a clarion call, providential, I would call it. And you didn't just say, I'm making it because it's a, nebulous possibility. You said, I believe this is happening. And it was so convincing. You said it with such gravitas that I got really excited. Buckley was there, my cousin. You'd leave the room. And I was like, my God, this is something special. This guy. And then you told me, I'm waking the governor up and I'm waking. You weren't bragging. You say, I'm on a mission that I've already given these people tens of millions of dollars trying to get them to stop selling out America and keep our jobs here, but they won't do it. So now I'm going to start making films. And I mean, Alex, and you need to do this and that. So go through that providential stuff in your meetings, multi-hour long meetings with the governor, private meetings, you name it, and talking to him about this big choice he would have coming up very soon. This was just 4 months ago.
Yeah, let's start with what happened this last 2 weeks. And it, for people that may not be aware, the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, ordered the Texas National Guard to observe the military, the special ops that are doing Jade Helm. That's a remarkable thing. And he took tremendous ridicule in the mainstream media over standing up and protecting his citizens. What a novel idea. Protect the citizens that elected you. I'm really proud of him. It took a lot of courage to do that. We go back, I retired a couple of years ago and was looking for something important to do. And I felt like that I had an opportunity and a duty to to educate people, to help them to influence the culture. And the greatest threat to our culture right now is the usurpation of our Constitution that protects our freedoms. And so using media, using movies, which are entertaining, to teach people was what I decided to do. And, of course, I partnered with Mike Norris, Chuck's son, and we began to make movies. Now, this movie, Mike and I wrote the script over last year. We didn't realize how timely it was going to be. But the byline of the movie is a true story that hasn't happened yet. And now here we are, we're in the editing process, and a lot of the things depicted in the movie are happening. For example, we talk about the National Defense Authorization Act that was passed over the last few years, which completely takes away due process in our Constitution. Today, in America, you can be arrested under nothing but suspicion of terrorism.
And disappear.
Incarcerated, not be told where you are, that's exactly right, not have legal defense, not face your accuser, and you could be held indefinitely. That's insane in an America, but it is in law, codified in law today.
And now the government's saying it's for the veterans and the gun owners and the Christians. Oh, how dare Governor Abbott be concerned, or Chuck Norris, or Louie Gohmert? How dare the congressman care?
So getting people to become aware of what our government has done to threaten their freedoms is really the mission we're on right now. And this movie is helping us to accomplish that because it tells the story and demonstrates it. It shows it. You know, his troops come to my ranch and try to take my resources. And in fact, there's a great scene. You know, I'm a helicopter pilot, so I have a helicopter battle with a Huey flown by the top helicopter stunt pilot in the world, and we do a dance in the sky where he's trying to get missile lock.
I should add dangerous dance from what I mean. This is.
Oh, and the executive producer is flying his own helicopter.
In a 30-knot crosswind, 15 feet from the other helicopter. It was so cool getting to do that. But you know, it's fun, and yet it's very serious. People need to aware of what's really going on. And these are not, you know, things that might happen. This is stuff that's codified into law today that are a direct threat to our freedoms. So we're telling that story.
And they're in a financial collapse. They say they're going to seize infrastructure and land and have forced labor.
And in this financial collapse, that is imminent. I mean, you can't print money and buy your own debt indefinitely. If you could do that, Zimbabwe would be one heck of a success story.
Or Weimar Germany.
Yeah. By the way, we have two curves in Zimbabwe. So they're quite successful, by the way. So, you know, my worldwide experience being in 90 countries, including 200 locations in Ukraine, you know, has really given me an insight much broader than you would expect.
Aren't the Ukrainian ladies beautiful?
Oh, they all are over there. It's amazing. And I like to take a little credit for it. We've been
Fending
them up and helping them restore their beauty. But back to the governor, one of the opportunities I had was to really speak truth to power. And I believe the Texas government is an amazing thing. I was one of 150 people on the platform, on the podium when the governor gave his speech, and he and the lieutenant governor. They said to the public, and not a lot of people saw this, they said, we will sign no laws that are not consistent with our Judeo-Christian values. You would not have heard that from any platform in any state in the country but Texas.
In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act, George Orwell.
That's exactly right. Well, I believe that, and I believe God has shown me that Texas is going to be a sanctuary. God has given us good government.
See, my uncle said that.
Really?
Yeah, and he died last year, but he was a very deep Christian, very devout, and he believed that.
You know, the Bible says that there'll be a place in the wilderness for the woman, and I believe Texas is going to be a place in the wilderness for free-minded people to go to.
So the real free state.
Yeah, and I believe it'll happen, and I believe that I've been privileged to spend time with the governor and the attorney general, by the way, who's the chief law enforcement officer of the state, to teach them and prepare them for what's coming. And they've been very receptive to what I've been talking about. So, and then we had the evidence.
Well, Gary, you are slick. I'm ready to buy, I'm ready to buy snow cones in Antarctica right now.
He's like E.F. Hutton, isn't he? When Gary talks, people listen.
I tell you, when you got the truth on your side, it's pretty
convincing.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of it. And again, I commend you for telling the truth to so many.
Please continue.
Well, we saw the evidence of the governor being willing to protect the citizens of his state
And repeat that. You said it earlier, but you got cut up by the break. Yeah. I mean, because you told me this again back in February, and you just talked to him like a month before, specifically when he was sworn in, specifically you said you're going to have this challenge, it's going to happen, and then describe how he was like, really? And
yeah. Well, keep in mind, when Greg Abbott was the Attorney General of Texas, he sued the federal government 28 times, more than anybody has ever done before. Everything from the EPA, you know, coming into Texas trying to dictate. He won the only Ten Commandments defense.
He's put thousands of DPS on the border, and they're calling him a kook, trying to remove him.
So this man is already very, very knowledgeable in the overreach of the federal government. But I was in a meeting with him early on, and I said, do you realize that the president can take command of the Texas National Guard away from you? And he didn't know that. And I showed him the evidence of it under National Defense Authorization Act, and he was pretty astounded.
Yeah, 2007.
Yeah. Well, the 2012 was really the nasty one.
You're right, but it started with the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, and then Obama accelerated it.
And they simply renew it each year. And the Republicans have signed on to this as well as the Democrats. That's kind of another topic, but let's touch on it.
They'll go over it. You know, we're going to skip this network break. Go ahead.
You know, we know the Democrats are sold out socialists. You know, they have bought
openly evil.
Yeah, and when you know your enemy, that's one thing. But the Republicans. The establishment Republicans are the enemy in our own camp. They're the real danger. And I was explaining this to John Cornyn, Senator Cornyn from Texas. You know,
tell the crowd right out there. There's a camera.
Okay. I said, Senator, you know, you've got one foot in the conservative camp and one foot in the establishment camp. You need to make your mind up because you are an enemy in our camp and you're more dangerous than an enemy on our border. And you've got to make your mind up. And he had an interesting response. Gary, I can't disagree with the thing you said. Yeah, that's pretty astounding.
Well, he admitted he's an enemy.
Well, he admitted he's got one foot in the establishment camp. And so we've got to realize as American citizens that the Republican Party is not our hope either. They're as bought and paid for by the moneyed interest as the Democrats. It's just that they still claim some pledge to freedom. Now, there's a few good Republicans out there. You know, I feel good about Rand Paul and Louie Gohmert and Roger Williams is my personal congressman. I believe he's done some good things, but they're in the minority. Our solution to our country is not going to come in the political realm. It's going to become with a number of Americans waking up and thinking critically. So that they can make informed decisions about what's going on out there. Evidence that's all around us.
It's an info war.
Very good. It's amazing you work that in.
I mean, it's true, but specifically back to the Providence. So you're there with the governor and you say you're going to have to make this decision on a federal takeover. I mean, you told me, you said, I believe it's coming and we describe that conversation.
Yeah. I said to he was the attorney general about to be sworn in and I said, you're going to be the most important governor in the history of Texas. And he said, how so? And he looked perplexed. And I said, because you're going to be in a position to have to decide whether to be compliant to an out-of-control federal government or to stand for the rights and freedoms of the Texas citizens. And you could see his reaction to that. It was very, very meaningful to him. And just 2 weeks ago, we saw the evidence of him making that kind of decision. When he ordered the Texas National Guard to observe all of these special op troops that are going to be operating in Texas under the Jade Helm program.
And, quote, doing suspicious things. And then they give speeches and admit this at one city council and then go and speak in Bastrop, the county council, and say they never said any of that. I mean, it's just we have their own document.
Yeah. You remember Jack LaLanne, the exercise guy?
Yes.
Yeah, most people do. He had the longest running TV. He was a friend of mine. And he used to say that that he always told the truth because he had such a poor memory.
Me too. I tell you, man.
Well, all these people apparently have poor memories. You know, when you're trying to keep all these stories together that are not based in fact, you end up exposing it. That's why we have an opportunity to take our country back because the things that these people in power do are based on deceit. And they can't get away with it if enough people are thinking clearly.
Well, and that's why they want to make the world so complex and confusing with all these false stories, because I'm 41. In the past, I had a near photographic memory with text. And also photos. Now it's from stress and everything else. It's still a good memory, but not as good. I kind of, you know, they say you can make a couple hundred decisions a day and then you start getting fuzzy. And that's why I want to work till 7 or 8 at night. But after that, it doesn't work anymore. I mean, it's like I'm kind of done, or I can go take a nap. But people, my kids ask me questions, their family does. And I caught myself the last few years. I'd go, oh yeah, this is how it is. Not lying on purpose, but not being able to remember. So just saying something. And now I've just learned how to just go, I don't remember, or I got to think about that. And I guess it's something you have to get used to. And now I realize when I ask my grandpa something, he'd go, because, you know, you don't want to, it's that they've got the knowledge. You just don't want to dredge it all up. And I think that's where they've gotten the American people, where they're just so poleaxed with so much data that they kind of just curl up in a ball. What I'm saying is, don't curl up in a ball. Go read what the globalists are saying in the Council of Foreign Relations and Club of Rome and Bilderberg and Davos. They're in the news today calling for planetary government run by them. That's, though, because that's in scholarly papers between themselves. Then they have CNN come out and say it doesn't exist. But if you just, all we do is go past them to the executive orders, to the Jade Helm document, to the, as a corporate executive, you go to the bottom line. To the corporate papers. I mean, you just get past all the flim-flam and all the stuff to the heart of the matter.
Yeah, just stay on message is what we all have to do. You know, I have, at my age, I have more of a Polaroid memory, okay? I have to take the picture and let it sit there and develop.
Exactly.
Before I can remember it. But people, if they stay on the basic facts, which is, you know, you're not getting the truth from the media, it's bought and paid for. If we're over in Ukraine, picking a fight with a nuclear opponent is probably not the best idea. You know, these are not concepts that are complicated or too difficult. But stay on message and really think about the things that are important. Printing money to buy your own debt. You know, it's a real simple concept. You don't have to understand derivatives and all that kind of stuff. Just a bad idea. No country in history has been able to do it and survive.
How far do you think it can go? I mean, how much, because obviously we've gone past Weimar, past Zimbabwe in the total real metric of money, digital issuances. Now they've got computers and more manipulative systems, but we're seeing the signs of it everywhere. I mean, how far, as a real business expert, you know, a guy who bootstrapped, started one of the most successful chains in history and other corporations, which I was reading online in Forbes, you've started dozens of different successful companies. So I really respect that. That's rock star to me. You know, people that are actually entrepreneurs. I know Paul DeJoria. I mean, I think he's a rock star. He's a patriot as well, but kind of keeps him on the low down a little bit. But
he lives here in Austin.
Absolutely. So. I bet you know him. I don't want to speak for him. We could probably get him on the show. I just kind of, anyways, I'm not going to get into that, but I know him. How far can it go?
Well, let me give you two answers real quick. This is a great example that I shared with Senator Corn at dinner one day. If you took the spending of the United States government, and you took away all the zeros, and let's took the $3.5 trillion that they spent this year, and you reduced it to $35,000, okay? That would be the spending, annual spending of our household budget. And then we took in $2 trillion in taxes. And that $2 trillion includes the trust fund for Social Security and Medicare that's supposed to be set aside and saved. There's no trust fund. And there's a good example too. There is no trust fund. There's just IOUs. There's no Social Security fund. There's no Medicare fund. It's gone. It's been spent in the general budget. But if your income is $20,000, which is $2 trillion without the zeros, and you're spending $35,000, which is $3.5 trillion without the zeros, you know, how long can your household manage that budget? Now, here's the other problem. You've got $18 trillion in debt that has to be serviced every month. So your credit card is $180,000. So you're making $20,000, you're spending $35,000, and you're trying to service $180,000 in credit. You know, if you were a household, you'd be bankrupt. And then if you took the unfunded liabilities, it's not just the $18 trillion our government owes. It's the Social Security. It's the federal pensions. It's all the other things. It's a minimal, conservatively, $100 trillion. But if you take $100 trillion and divide it among 100 million American families, which is how many of us there are, It's $1 million per family.
Let's go further. Now there's 2.2 quadrillion globally in fake derivatives that we don't owe that they say we do. The U.S., they say, is half of those. So 1.1 trillion. Yeah. If you add 1.1 trillion to 100 trillion, that's 1.2 trillion. Yeah. Can we divide that to 100 million households, please?
I can't do it.
I can't either. Guys, can you with a calculator do, I mean, I don't even know if the calculator goes that high, but I think it does, but divide 1.2 quadrill, 1,200 trillion into 100 million.
There you go.
It's going to be a big number.
You know what it is? It's probably $10 million per household. But, you know, just to keep it simple, you know, the things that I think the average American get the hand around.
For 12 million.
$1 million per family. The average family makes $50,000 a year. How are we going to pay that debt off? It's mathematically impossible.
Well, their answer is army, tanks, checkpoints, and forced labor. It's Cloward and Piven. They collapse everything. We'll be begging for troops when there's people running around burning everything. And you got the Justice Department in there taking some problems that are there, stirring it up for a war on police, just like Ukraine, just like they financed the overthrow there. They're getting ready to do it here. Yeah. And I'll be saying bring the troops in. I mean, you know, they've got to figure it out. Now, shifting gears into Mike Norris, and he said, hey, I don't mind talking about my dad, because he was talking about him, you know, like he's his, you know, biggest hero, and we were at dinner and stuff, because you know, he said, hey, wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris, incredibly private guy. You were telling me amazing stuff. I talked to some Hollywood stunt drivers and people that I know, and they go, oh, yeah, it's all true and more. He's just over the top. Some of the behind-the-scenes stuff, or, I mean, some of it's so cool, I don't even know if you can even tell these stories. I mean, and then Steve McQueen and everything else. Over the top, into the fun, because we're celebrating Americana. What is more Americana than Chuck Norris? Maybe John Wayne? No, I don't think so, because John Wayne was a patriot, but he really wasn't the Taekwondo champion and all the rest of it. Tell us what's going on with the current Chuck Norris planet. I mean, this is Planet Norris.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's so great being Chuck Norris's son. When I was 13, 14 years old, it was just like this, a front seat to seeing a movie star being created. And, you know, in a strange way, it's kind of a lot like what's going on now. It was perfect timing in the late 70s, early 80s for a new American hero to be born. And that was my dad. My dad was that new American hero.
He's the new John Wayne.
And it was great. It was what a blessing to watch this happen and how it changed my world. You know, as kids, my dad was a karate teacher. So every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we packed up in the station wagon. We went to a car dealership, did a karate demonstration, trying to get students into the karate.
And of course, he'd been in the military before that, an MP.
Yeah, he was in Korea. He learned karate in Korea.
Stay there. You have the floor when we return.
Promise?
We may have to go. We need to get you some water, whatever. But Mike Norris is here, and it's exciting. I want you, I heard 2 hours of it, but I want you to get to hear some of this stuff, because it's amazing. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, with Mike Norris. You can just actually go over and just pat him, and there he is right there. We'll be back. But we're not worthy. We're not worthy.
We're on the march.
You guys are
the empire's on the run. I mean, Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let's talk about the real war on women. First wave feminism was a noble cause, but modern feminists? Ha! Well, instead of fighting for, say, paid and protected maternity leave, they want to ban words, shirts, and manspreading. Come on. That's cultural Marxism, which asserts that culture and language is responsible for oppressing women and not the state. The truth is, the state encourages gender wars. It's a divide and conquer tactic designed to keep us fighting amongst ourselves. In fact, the feminist movement was hijacked by the political class to exploit women. As the late Aaron Russo revealed, the Rockefellers bankrolled feminism, and not because they had any interest in women's rights, but because women in the workforce was the ultimate trifecta. The state collects more tax dollars, children are indoctrinated at an earlier age, and the traditional family structure destroyed. Leanne McAdoo reporting for InfoWars.com.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Don't think, Mr. Gray, that we don't know what you're up to. Stockpiling food, weapons, fuel. The National Defense Authorization Act is there to stop domestic terrorist threats to this country. And people like you.
I am an American. I am a patriot. You, sir, are nothing but a traitor.
I've never seen anything like that in my life. That man's a threat to this country.
That little rant will be all over the news tonight.
You must understand, this plays into our hands. The American news media has our narrative. And in that narrative, Charlie Gray is perfectly playing the role of right-wing extremist. The stigma of that label will stop up the ears of the American public faster than any propaganda we could fashion.
Amerageddon hitting theaters and your online viewing as well, there with the Netflix, you name it, on the online systems, TV systems, coming up in November, December of 2015. Could not be a better time. It deals with internationalists, globalists, using the federal government to basically bring in a creeping tyranny and a seizure of the infrastructure of the country, just like the TPP is doing. And if we ever try to say no, then they bring in the force. Now, without further ado, we've got Gary Haven in here, entrepreneur, the creator of the largest successful franchise in world history, according to Forbes, Curves, which he retired from a few years ago. And then, of course, we have Mike Norris, 20-plus films, some of the top Christian films, other films, TV shows, mainline TV shows he's produced. Of course, working with his father and others, but doing a lot of his own productions, is Mike Norris. Okay, we've only got this segment and one more, maybe a little bit of overdrive. You've been a trooper sitting there while we talk about the New World Order, but thank you for coming down to Austin from Dallas. For folks that just joined us, Mike Norris, tell us about the real Chuck Norris, because a bunch of this stuff's not known.
Wow, the real Chuck Norris.
Is even cooler than what we heard.
You know, he really is an amazing man that has done so many amazing things, not only for the country, for the troops, but for his family and for his friends. It, just a huge blessing. Just a huge blessing.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you told us so many of the stories, and I don't think you even need that earpiece. They can take it off you. It's just dangling there. I know it's hard to talk about your dad, but it's also fun. When we're sitting around eating Mexican food, though, you were telling the stories. Where should we begin? Let's start at the beginning, where you just ended, driving in the station wagon every weekend to recruit folks for karate class.
Yeah. And it was my dad and I. We had this routine we did together. You know, we'd be walking across each other. He'd bump into me. We'd do a fight scene. And, you know, we go to Chuck Norris karate schools. So he ended up losing his karate schools. And he was teaching Steve McQueen private lessons. And Steve goes, why don't you just become an actor? And he's like, well, I can't talk in front of people. He says, let everybody else do all the talking. You say what's important. And that's kind of how Chuck Norris started in the cinema. But while that was all taking place, we'd go out to California. We'd go motorcycle riding with Steve McQueen. I'll never forget. Steve McQueen tied a rope around his stomach. I was on an Indian motorcycle, and I was going in circles. And he was just teaching me how to ride a motorcycle at 9 years old. I'm like going, wow, this is pretty cool.
I talked to folks in Hollywood, and they say Steve McQueen is hands down the coolest ever.
Had to be. He was great. And I, later on in life, his son and I, Chad, did a movie together. It was really fun. My dad had a lot of very interesting people that he taught karate to. Bob Barker is a black belt. He did that fight scene in that Adam Sandler movie, Happy Madison. Knocked him out. And so as a kid, I just get up, I go with my dad, I'll sit there, he teaches class, we go home, go home together. It was when he started making films that it was just such a meteoric rise. It was like we were talking about, our country at that time needed a hero. And our country at this time needs a wake up call. And that's what, we're providing for the country. A lot, what my dad did back then.
Yeah, because the globalists were putting us through a process then of demonizing America, blaming America's problems on Americana, when Americana was the answer to the globalist poison. Yes. Just like they're doing now, he was a pro-America hero that people needed. And notice today he's speaking out against the globalists. Let's get into Bruce Lee.
Oh, yeah. Bruce Lee, wow. My dad and Bruce met a number of times, and there's a lot of stories that you could read online about my dad and Bruce training.
Yeah, but you
together.
Told us some that nobody knows. Tell us some of those.
No, I fought in a karate tournament, and I'd won, and my dad was going to fight that night, but Bruce Lee was there, and I'm getting a picture with Bruce Lee, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is Bruce Lee, but I'll never forget. There was a guy in the audience, and he kept looking and staring. I kept looking back at the guy, and finally Bruce just grabbed my face and put it forward like this, and we snapped the picture. And it was amazing. And to this day, I still have that picture of Bruce Lee. But growing up in our household was very adventurous. For some reason, my father was a magnet for anybody that needed help. And we shared a lot of stories, and they're all things I could say over air. It's no problem. But, a Sunday morning, I'm 11 years old. There's somebody banging on the front door, and I come to the front door. I open up, and there's some guy there with a samurai sword going, where's Chuck Norris?
I go. So people wanted to come fight him.
These are his people my dad knew. That if they were in trouble or something, they all showed up at our house. I don't know why. My dad could give him advice.
Well, he was the guru.
He really was. And, here's a guy standing there with a samurai sword, and I just looked at him. I go, Dad?
Oh, my God.
And my dad comes down, talks the guy down, gets him out of there. Oh, we've had people come stay at our house and said they were relatives, spent the night. We're all stuck in a bedroom, my mom, my dad, my brother, and I. And my dad's going to my mom going, don't you understand? I can kick this guy's butt. And he's got control of the house, and we're locked in a little room. And we've got some guy walking around the house saying he's our Uncle Gene from Oklahoma. Tons of stories like that. It was so exciting to, especially just kind of go back to that time when life was simple. And
when did your dad become, from kind of a mainline conservative constitutionalist? I know he's a big fan of the Founding Fathers. I read his columns. Yeah, I read one he wrote a few years ago. It was great about, why we need another George Washington or more George Washingtons. When did his views, when did he become aware of the New World Order, the globalists, the larger program?
You know, I think that really came on after we were done doing Walker, Texas Ranger, when, in a sense, he kind of retired, really from acting is after Walker. I don't recall him. Maybe he did Expendables, but, you know, I think after Walker, it gave him time to kind of read, reflect, investigate. He's always been political. He's been, you know, I've been great friends with the presidents.
I don't want to speak for him. He's been on the show a few times, yeah. You know, 6, 7, 8 years ago and then a few years ago, but he listens quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And I called him while we were filming. I go, Dad, Alex Jones is coming to play a part in our movie. And he was so excited. He goes, really? Yeah, tell Alex I love him. I listen to his show all the time. And I'm like, I will. So
it's just bizarre to have Chuck Norris a regular listener.
Yeah.
You told me a lot of other stories. I don't know how many of these we can tell.
Well, I didn't tell you anything.
It was all good. It was all good. No, it was all really good.
Yeah. But it's exciting, and I consider it a privilege, and I also consider it a responsibility of being Chuck Norris's son. Because I'm not only representing myself, I am representing my family, which is my father, which is my children, which is Gary. I mean,
well, your dad's got to be proud of you fighting the globalists like you are right now and putting out these great Christian films.
He's really excited. He's excited that, obviously, you know, Gary, a guy, you know.
Remember when Mike shared with him that we were going to do this movie, he asked you one question.
Are you willing to die for it?
Oh, now we're getting to some of the stories.
Are you willing to die for this movie? Because that's how important this script was.
Chuck Norris said that.
Yes.
Wow.
Now,
what do you mean by that?
Who was the director on that anti-establishment film that was killed?
Dinesh D'Souza just got locked up. A bunch of people are getting killed.
In Minnesota, a 32-year-old veteran was making a movie, Gray
State. Oh, yeah, they definitely. No, it's bad. Yeah, I know. Believe me, I'm not trying to act like we're in danger or anything because I want to freak people out. But, I mean, this is a real deal.
I'll share that. Yeah. We were filming, and we pick up the newspaper, and this young director was found in his home with an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound, along with his 5-year-old daughter and his wife. The people that it was suspicious. People who knew him said this is impossible. He was excited. Just got
money. Just like the state senator that was exposing the pedophile rings was coming on my show the next week. We covered it at the start of the show. She got executed at her house in a murder-suicide.
So when we heard this, I told Mike, I said, man, I'm glad I'm not the director on this movie.
Hey,
you know, they're scared of movies, and your dad's right. So your dad thinks this is a dangerous film.
Oh, absolutely.
But he was saying go for it. He was warning you.
I think he was proud. I think we need to be more bold.
I agree.
We need to speak up. Now.
Well, look, you're doing some bold stuff right now.
I got full disclosure. A lot of my knowledge has come from Gary.
Hey, don't blame me.
All the money's come from Gary.
We got to make this film hit big.
Yeah, and it's coming together good. And that's why it's fun to come in here, kind of talk about it. And you play such a key role in the opening of the film. And
that's a long scene.
Well, that was just a minute. But yeah, the scene is clip, long and
powerful.
It sets up the rest of the movie. So
instead of having like Blade Runner where there's a long narration about replicants of the future, you're not cop, you're little people. This is done in a congressional hearing where you really get everything.
Absolutely.
It was really smart. Again, who wrote that area?
I wrote that scene.
Yeah, yeah.
And in fact, I'll kind of restate it.
That's a smart way to introduce a film.
Yeah. In the movie opens where I'm the Charlie Gray, the kind of the star, the hero of the movie, and I'm in front of a Senate hearing. And Alex plays an evil senator, very, very evil. And we have a debate. I'm challenging the government to do something about protecting America from its most imminent threat. This is real life. And that's an EMP attack, an electromagnetic pulse. And I'm calling his attention that the Congress has already determined it's the number one threat. And he is ridiculing me, which is what the strategy of those people do. And so we have this opening scene where you get a gist of what the movie's going to be about and what you should be concerned about. And you also get to see the political establishment to kind of poo-poo this whole thing. And it's a great way to kind of get up to speed about what you're about to watch.
Well, it's dynamite. The whole thing's powerful. And if we just had more people doing this, I tell you, it could launch a whole new genre of patriot cinema. And just like, I mean, now I'll see in the top box office of the top 50 films or so, like 10 of them are Christian. And a lot of these have really good messages. And so that means we're starting to have victories against these people.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if there's maybe a sliver in Hollywood that could be awake, because they have dropped hints in other big Hollywood films.
Oh, more and more we're seeing the people talk about the New World Order, like the Captain America Winter Soldier.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that whole thing is exposing, you know, the Hydra system and what it's doing and how it's taking our rights and the NSA. I mean... Mm-hmm. Well, you're out in Hollywood, some. You know how many people are awake out there. I mean, that's the thing, is it came out in the news that there's thousands of closet libertarians and conservatives. They have secret meetings.
Yeah.
Because they're not communists.
And it goes a lot deeper in Hollywood than that, as far as the agenda in Hollywood.
Now you're starting to go. Skip the network break. Go ahead.
And.
Come on.
No, okay. There is an agenda in Hollywood, right? We know what the agenda is. It's to.
In the family.
It's a gay agenda. It's a demonic agenda. I saw that firsthand as an 18-year-old, back in the 80s. My dad was making movies, and hey, let's make this movie with Mike Norris, and we'll just put Norris up on the thing. And I was like, great, I'm all in. So I was making these movies, but I was exposed at 18, 19 years old to agents that they were going to make my future. And I said, if this is what it's going to take, I'm done. And so I just kind of did my own thing, produced my own films, and tried to...
Well, the issue is it's a cult. I mean, they make you get involved in this.
They do.
And if you want to be successful.
If you want to be successful. And they make you do horrendous things to be part of that culture out there. I don't want it. I live in Texas. My kids are Texans. We're going to do everything right here in Texas. Hollywood can.
And by the way, you know, because we know some of the same people, some of the biggest names in Hollywood, and they're all locked in their houses scared.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not like everybody's evil out there. They're all scared.
There are a lot of good people in Hollywood, but they are scared. You know, it's do you want to make a dollar or do you want to be honest? And everybody there wants to make a dollar. Great. We all want to make money. We all want to live. But I want to do it with a purpose.
Well, Mark Cuban, and this came out in the New York Times the year after I talked about it, was going to put like $15 million into a rollout on 1,000 screens of Loose Change, a film that partially produced, and it was downloaded over 100 million times. They saw that, and he said, yeah, I think false flags and everything. I was there in some phone conversations with him, and man, all these lawyers came to the meeting, and I mean, Jake Blum, you know, the biggest guys in Hollywood. I'm not going to get into the rest of the names. And I mean, it was like something out of Goodfellas.
Yeah.
And then the White House was involved, and I'm told, yeah, they're threatening everybody. And then they basically indict Mark Cuban.
Yeah.
And then it all came out in the New York Times later that they called him and sent emails. So we're going to get you, you bastard. We send messages. Jake Blum wasn't involved in that. He was just at some of these meetings. I'm just saying, what a character. And Sumner Redstone's top representative, I'm not going to get into other names that were there, but I mean, I've just seen it firsthand. I mean, this is not a game.
None of this
is a game.
No, this is not a game. And, media is impacting our culture in such a huge way right now with the music, with the just what you can pull up on the internet right now. So we have to, there are problems that we need to address, and that, issues that Gary's passionate about, that I'm able to kind of help facilitate that, things that I'm passionate about that Gary's able to help facilitate me. So it's really been a huge blessing for him and I to come together.
Absolutely.
And we're,
You've got a lot of websites.
No.
What's the best?
You know what?
But talk about some of your new films. I want you to do it.
Well, we've got a film out right now that's called Missionaries with Tom Arnold, Jamie Kennedy, Paul Rodriguez, Gigi Rice, about a family of flying missionaries. It's released by PureFlix, who did God's Not Dead, Do You Believe? That's in any Christian bookstore anywhere in the world, and soon coming to TV.
And the answer is you got to get all these to support the industry that's countering the globalist, and then so your kids have something good to watch.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I want to shift gears back into any other Steve McQueen stories. Any more? Come on. The Chuck Norris. People want this lore.
Yeah.
This Cromulent lore.
Okay. I'm 19, 20, 21, somewhere in there. And we used to train. We'd meet at my dad's house every morning, 7 o'clock, and we'd train. We had this guy named Jean-Claude Van Damme driving a little piece of junk rabbit up the street, getting out. We had Chuck Norris, Jean-Claude Van Damme, myself. I mean, all these, not me, but all these really great people. So we trained, every morning, hours. And we were in great shape. And I'll never forget, one day my dad goes, "Hey, let's all kind of spar around together." And I'm like, "Well, okay, great." So, you know, I'd spar with Van Damme. We'd spar around. Then my dad and I kind of come up and we're sparring. And I go, "Oh, boy, he kind of kicked me hard right there." So I kind of throw one back.
Is it Van Damme?
No, my dad.
Oh.
I'd kill Van Damme. But, and so I go, "God, boy, that kick was awfully hard by my dad." And so I kind of threw one back and my dad goes, like all of a sudden this, you know, came on. And next thing I know, it was like, bah, 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 bah. And I'm on my back and I'm looking up at my dad looking over at me and I just kind of look up and I go, "Mom!" And boy, did I learn a very valuable
lesson. Talking to Joe Rogan, who in his own right was a champion Taekwondo guy in his way, and host of UFC. And he was saying if Chuck Norris was, you know, 25-30 today, he'd be a top UFC contender.
Because he was the smartest fighter. He wasn't the strongest. He wasn't the fastest. He was the smartest. And that is something I admire so much about my dad, is he will set one goal and he will fight and go after that one goal. If it's picking up this coffee cup, man, he will make that happen. But my father's lived that as a creed his whole life, setting goals for yourself and achieving small goals at a time for the ultimate plan. So these are awesome things that I've been able to take away from my father and implement into my own life, as well as a lot of things Gary has brought into my wife Valerie and I's world with our kids, just having somebody.
You guys are good buddies.
You know what? He's the best. You guys have no idea if you really got to spend some time with him.
Oh, he's definitely magnetic.
He is.
He was saying he was going to mentor me on some business stuff. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Anyways, we're about to finish up this hour. Do 5 minutes overdrive. We're going to get some lunch. You guys have been awesome. But specifically, he writes about it in WorldNet Daily. And I guess we could try to get your dad back on. I know he's just been super busy. I don't like to bug him a lot.
It's called The Ranch.
Absolutely. But I guess he likes Huckabee. And I saw Huckabee come out and criticize, the TSA the other day. I think, you know, he said, "Why are we groping grandmas? We got ISIS terrorists attacking." I wish Chuck Norris would run for president.
Yeah, you know what? I think what he's doing is going to help us much more than if Chuck Norris were president.
No, I hear you. Let me ask you this question. Did you ever see your dad outside of a match, have to like defend himself or somebody else and take somebody out?
I saw him come very close one time. And, one thing my dad is a master of is self-control.
And you say he was good like Obi-Wan Kenobi at diffusing things.
Absolutely. That his greatest trait is he could look at somebody and know, am I going to have to beat this guy's butt or can I talk him down?
Did that come from being a cop?
I think it's part of his soul. My dad has a very kind soul and he always wants to help somebody. And, I just think that comes from his DNA of wanting to help people. And he's been great. He's been great at it. So it's just been
Steve McQueen. When you think about your dad, Steve McQueen, give me a Steve McQueen, Chuck Norris story. I know Steve McQueen got him into Hollywood, right?
Yeah. You know, Gosh, really, the ones I know best are the ones that I'm involved in, unfortunately. You know, going out to Indian dunes in California and riding motorcycles. His son, Chad, was a great motorcycle rider, went on to do films. Just lost Steve McQueen way too soon, you know, way too soon. He was a young man when he died.
The good guy young. How old was he?
I think in his 50s. Steve McQueen was in his 50s when he died, I think, right? I
mean, yeah. 20s,
yeah, some long, long time ago. But it was a whole slew. But Donnie and Marie, Elvis.
Yeah.
I saw Elvis. He's alive. Well, he was in 72.
Tell me your Elvis story.
You know,
because I'm not into Hollywood and high, but these are Americana.
Okay, Elvis. Okay, you know, we all know about Elvis's wife leaving Elvis for a karate guy.
Yeah.
And these are all people in our immediate world. Like, as a kid, Mike Stone. I mean, these are all like this. I mean, that's like Priscilla leaving Gary to come to me.
Like, no, there's not much chance of that.
But it was just fun. And, you know, it's fun to reflect back and go, wow. You know, none of us knew this was going to happen. You know, my dad's just teaching how to punch and kick. And look what has happened now and how blessed I am to be able to carry on that legacy.
No, I hear you. So tell Elvis, you saw Elvis showed up?
Yeah.
Tell me this story.
You know what? He came to a karate class. He had about 30 guys with him. It was up in the Hollywood, one of my dad's karate schools up near Hollywood. And he kind of came in with his entourage and slick, silk, karate uniform.
Oh my goodness.
Kicks and it was out of there. Hey, yeah, just, but it was the king, you know?
The bizarreness of America then.
Yeah.
But it was a real bizarreness. It was organic. Now it's all fake.
I'm trying to catch up with social media. I try. I've got 4 Twitter people following.
What is your Twitter? To quote Governor Perry.
What is my Twitter? I have no idea. I have no idea what my tweet.
He calls it Twitter.
Twitter handle?
Yeah, it's Twitter handle. He calls it Twitter. Yeah.
My kids do it.
Hey, we're not going to, but your dad, I hear, does not have a temper either. I'm being sarcastic.
Yeah, okay. I've had a number of flying objects come at me on a movie set from my dad. I unfortunately one time yelled cut too soon.
So he's Zen on one side, but the others... Enter the Dragon?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know what, I'm his son. So he could throw a walkie.
Hey, I have a temper. I threw one of these microphones yesterday. Hold on, we'll be right back. We're going to do a 5 minutes overdrive. You guys are out here. You're awesome. The film, Armageddon, November 2015.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Return of the Dragon. You were telling me some stories about that, your dad, the super most famous... movie with Bruce Lee. I remember asking your dad on air once about, hey, who would win in a fight between you and Bruce Lee, knowing that online it's a joke, asking who would win. I mean, Bruce Lee was basically an artist. He wasn't a fighter, so there was just really no comparison, but not running down Bruce Lee.
My dad would kill Bruce Lee. Hands down.
in a street fight. That's it. My dad would take Bruce Lee any day. Bruce Lee was a master at exactly what you said. He was a master technician. He was an acrobat. He was brilliant in the martial arts. But Bruce was not a fighter. He was not an actual competitor, which is something my dad was.
Your dad won the world championship a lot in full contact.
Yeah, it was, you know, they put a piece of tape over their knuckles.
Oh, well, that's pretty much
so. But I never forget, my dad was in Texas fighting, like Skipper Mullins, Alan Cena, all these big, bad Texas boys. And he comes home and he's got a busted nose. He's got black eyes. I never get running in, Dad. And I jump right on his nose right after he came back from Texas. And he's got a busted nose. And, gosh, just so great. He's such a great man. He's such a great man. And
How many fights did he fight? Hundreds?
Hundreds and hundreds. And, you know, back
then. He looks good for 75 for being in fights.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I've probably been in, if you count when I was really young, they weren't really fights. I've probably been in about 75 real fights, and I'm not as pretty as I was when I've been in them in years.
But yeah.
When I was a teenager and a little bit in college. I mean, I it took my looks getting in a, you know, just 75 street fights. I could imagine being in hundreds of real fights with professionals.
Yeah, yeah. And it's chaos. It was chaos inside that ring. But it was great because we got the opportunity to be a father who was the greatest martial artist in the world. And I'm his son, and I'm like going, gosh, this is so cool. My dad's up there, and he's a world champion, and I get to fight, which kind of lifted expectations on me a little bit, only for me that I had to prove myself and that I could do this too. And in a strange way, to this day, I still want to make my dad proud. I still want to make movies that my dad's going to go, that's a good job, son. And so far, everything's...
Well, I hope my son, Rex, who does great news reports, he loves being part of the show. He's busy with school and he loves tennis as well. Plays that like 4 days a week, which I like. It encourages him and it keeps him in shape.
In a great British accent.
Absolutely. He did that was back when his mother, it was a little, 2-3 years ago, didn't want him on TV with his voice or with it. Now she's, cool with it. And so he wore a Guy Fawkes mask. People say, is your kid's British? No. He did the accent of how secrets of terrorism. Any closing comments, Mr. Norris?
Nah, you know what, Alex? I just want to say thank you having us down here.
Thank you.
Anytime I'm able to kind of be in the sphere of Gary Haven, for me, it's an absolute learning experience. And you know this. I take everything Gary says very serious because I thirst for knowledge.
Well, I know the stuff up one side and down the other. He knows what he's talking about. He's done the research. I can't even remember that executive order. I have to go look it up. He knows the number.
13603.
Yeah, yeah. And he's a really good salesman. He's out there selling liberty, just trying to get the politicians to be statesmen. And it's very exciting. We got about a minute left, sir. Take us out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to thank, Mike for the work he's done. I can have an idea, but it takes gifted people. He's a gifted director who's able to tell a great story.
And it's that collaboration.
It's teamwork. And I feel like we're part of your team here today, which is a great honor to us. Yeah. You're doing this every day in a very, very effective way. You know, you're probably the top alternative media star in the world. Yeah. And, to invest yourself in this and the risks that come with it, you're an American hero.
Oh no. Yeah. I'm committed to beating these people. I take it personal like you do. We're being enslaved. We're being overrun. We're being conquered. I mean, I thank you for saying that, but I think it's all about survival here. I mean, my instincts, I can't help but fight this.
Yeah.
And I agree with that. I think any thinking American, has come to the same conclusion. You know, I was always regretful, not so much anymore.
You know what? We're out of time.
Oh, okay.
But I tell you what, will you please come to a quick shot on the nightly news?
You got it.
You're the best. Thank you, sir.